Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending our LZ meeting. My name is Marisol Cruz. I will be opening the meeting as the co-chair. And
sound drop out.
For attendance, just go down the list. Okay. You mind doing the roll call?
Could you do
sure all the board members are present?
Could you do agenda item 1B, please?
Do you want to call the roll first?
No. No, the agenda.
Can you guys
says,
hear me?
Yes.
Point of order, Chair. The roll has to go first. We have to establish forum before we could get into any agenda item. So I think it's appropriate for the secretary to call the roll. Establish forum.
I need someone to take the roll call, please, before
Grace
we begin.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Childs made an excuse.
No, I'm here.
Thank you.
I did not
Marisol Cruz.
Presente.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
George Funmaker.
Present.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Avelia Jones.
Present.
Ali Alexa requested an excused absence. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach. Oye Oyeyipo. Myla Reason.
Present.
Oye is present.
Thank you.
Did you get me too? We was kind of talked over one another.
Yeah, I got Mr. Oyeyipo and I got Myla Reason listed as present. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson.
Present.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Polina Vasiliev. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Present.
Polina Vasiliev here. Apologies, I didn't hear you.
Thank you. I have recorded. Harvey Wasserman. Carlos Zavala.
Present.
All right. I'm going to go back for the people that didn't respond just in case they just logged on. Jose Benavides. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach. Harvey Wasserman. Nineteen present, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, John. And with that, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order at 10:12 a.m. And now we are going to do the first motion, which is to elect our chair. Do we have any nominations?
Chair, this is Lawrence, Chair Pro Tem.
Yes, Lawrence?
I nominate Ziri Rideau to be chair pro tem.
Okay, we have Ziri as a candidate for the chair of this committee. Anyone
else? No, just for this meeting, Chair. I'm sorry.
Oh, for this meeting. Okay.
Yeah, chair pro tem.
Jose Benavides.
Chair pro tem.
Is present.
Noted by the secretary.
Any other nominations? I hear none. And with that,
Siri? I accept, but yes, I accept. Thank you.
You accept?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I hear no other nominations other than Siri going once, going twice, three. Okay, Siri.
Sold.
It's all yours. Take it from here. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Thank you all. So on the agenda originally was actually that we're doing, we're announcing the retirement of Michael Novick, our previous general manager, and also doing the sitting of George Funmaker. So we...
Oh, you are really stupid.
Sorry, Raymond, can you please make yourself? Thank you. So we want to all thank Michael Novick for his great service before and really appreciate all his work. And today later we will start the election for a new general manager. And now we would like to welcome George Funmaker. George, are you here? Can you unmute yourself?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the LSB board. We're very happy to have you. And so the next issue on the agenda would be D, the chair pro tem election already happened. Then the land manage back acknowledgement. Lawrence, do you want to read that one?
Thank you, Chair Pro Tem Zuri. I'm going to reluctantly do this because I consulted with my cultural practitioner. And I, at this moment in time, all I just want to say that this is, we are on unceded indigenous land. And I don't want to engage into any further tokenism, but I would like to ask all board members to be our better selves, be better relatives, and conduct ourselves in a good manner. And remember that we are here to place the best interests of Pacifica, KPFK in particular, in front of us. At that point in time, I acknowledge that I am on Tova Gavilino Heath land, and I want to respect that. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Chair, all my relations.
Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Now we are appointing the timekeepers. Is there anybody who's volunteering? Hello.
I will volunteer, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. So then we go over the agenda approval. I think that was the agenda sent to everybody. I hope you all
Chair, know. Just you need two timekeepers. You need timekeepers
okay,
for the items and timekeeper for the board speakers and public.
Okay,
comments.
So which one do you want to make?
I'll do for speakers.
Okay, so for the speakers, and is there another one timekeeper who volunteers?
Yeah, for the items.
Yeah,
that's the agenda items.
Okay, so is there somebody else who does that? We need a volunteer. Come out, come out.
Chair, I will try to win both of them. Just let me know the times on the agenda because I can't.
Yes, I will let you know. That's always
okay.
An event. Okay, thank you. So then we're going to G, the agenda approval. I've seen that there was an agenda sent by John to everybody. And then additionally, there was agenda sent out this morning. Does anybody, I think there was an agenda from Beth. Do you want to speak to that? Just so to know if we can, if we have to change anything in the agenda and add any of these motions in there. Okay, there's a hand up.
Beth,
from
the point. Beth, is the point of personal privilege.
Okay, Lawrence, you were first. Do you have anything to say, Lawrence?
I will yield to my colleague Beth first, then
Beth,
you call on me.
Beth, go ahead.
Well, first order of business is I don't have an agenda. I haven't received an agenda. If people are still using my previous email address, the Miners Canary, that's not functional now. If the current secretary received my earlier email this morning, just a few minutes ago, that's the appropriate address to use to send an agenda. and I'll be in a better position to discuss the agenda once I see it.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
I did send an additional motion for consideration today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. John, did you receive Beth's motion?
Yes, I did, and I'm gonna bounce back an agenda to her right now, and I can place the motion. If somebody moves it, I can place it in the agenda.
Chair, I would like to reclaim my space, my place on the stack.
Okay, so you heard Bella, so moved for the motion, right? So, okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
And I'd like to second Beth's motion.
Okay.
I think it's doing agenda approval that this board has to consider whether to place it on the agenda.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but I did not receive it. I apologize for interrupting, but
I did not either. This is Kim. I did not receive it either.
Which agenda?
I received yesterday's agenda, but if a new one went out this morning, I didn't get it, nor did I get Beth's motion.
Madam Chair, yes. Would you like me to read the motion?
Yes.
Please send it out.
Send it out so we don't spend this time right now because I'd rather have you send it out. And so, Kim, did you want to say anything else? Your hand
is
up.
Well, is there a new agenda from yesterday? If there is, I'd like the whole new agenda.
No, there's no new agenda so far. So, Bella, your hand is up.
Okay. Yes, Madam Chair. If there are, I send out edits to the agenda to John Pigeri and yourself that two items are missing from the prior meetings. Mm-hmm. That continue lingering, and they have not been included on today's agenda. So if an agenda was sent out this morning and there were any changes, I did not receive an edited one or revised version.
Madam Chair, no new agenda was sent out by the board officers. I distributed the proposed agenda 24 hours ago, and that was it. There is no new agenda. The one you got 24 hours ago is the proposed agenda. And it's also on the website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
There's no reason to send me one because somebody mentioned that there was a new one sent out this morning, but I did get the one before. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. So, Eric, do you want to go ahead?
Madam Chair, I object to approving the agenda as it stands. That was my position. Thank you.
Okay,
it's missing important information.
Thank you. I'll get back to this in a second, Bella. Eric, go ahead.
I sent out to LSB, to our internal LSB email list, a stylistic edit of the city council a member's resignation motion that was authored by Paul and Bella. Did people get it? And is there any, at any rate, it's a proposed stylistic, friendly stylistic suggestion. I just wanted to make sure that it was part of the consideration when we get to that point. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Bella DeSoto.
Bella, can you wait? Let me speak. And can I please have a co-host of thing here on Zoom because I cannot raise or lower hands or anything?
Yes, I will do that. I am a co-host.
So, Eric, I have received the friendly amendments or changes. And so we discuss this when we get to this declaration then. Thank you so much. I want to also address what Bella had just said. I had received this earlier from Bella. I had forwarded this to John, but she also had sent it to John. When we get to this place, this should be part of the unfinished business since they've been dragged over. But I don't know if this is something that has to be right now changed in the agenda or if we can do this when we get to this part of the agenda. Please advise.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto.
No, Bella, I would like to have an advisor who is neutral in this. So maybe Grace or Lawrence could advise me to tell me if I need to put this in a changed agenda now or if we can do that later when we get to this point of the agenda.
Grace, do you want to answer or do you want me to? Okay.
Lawrence, why don't you answer?
Thank you. And thank you, Ziri. So what's in front of you, Ziri, is there's an objection. And there's also some motions that have been lingering. So those motions move up immediately to unfinished business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the objection could be held, a vote could be taken on the objection to object to the approval of the agenda. I think at this point, that's the only way to handle this. And Eric's motion will come up during the approval of the agenda because it's a new item as well. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do it like this then. So that means this would go to the unfinished business, what Bella had just mentioned, and then we can hopefully have an approval of the agenda. So do we have approval of the agenda?
Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, John, and then Myla.
Elizabeth von Gunten has a motion. If she wants to put in the agenda, she needs to tell us where, and that needs to be part of the agenda approval motion. She should tell us where she wants it, and if there's no objection, we'll include it in. But her motion needs to be disposed of. We need to know now whether it's included in the agenda or not.
Got it. Thank you very much, John. So first, Myla, and then Beth, please. Myla, go ahead.
Then Lawrence.
Yeah, Myla.
I object to moving up those other, what we're calling, the unfinished business. It's just, they're not proper motions, as far as I know.
So I noted your objection, Myla. I would like to include them anyway, because they need to be discussed so that even if we put them to rest, we have to have a brief discussion about them. Thank you. So
can we put a time limit?
Time limit on that, but that's something we can maybe say for 10 minutes.
Myla, may I be recognized?
No, you cannot be recognized right now. I'm sorry. I have to go through this list, Bella.
I object to that time limit. We cannot dispense of them with 10 minutes. And there's a reason why 10
no,
minutes.
I recognize.
Chair, a point of order. Bella is not within order right now.
Yes,
she has not been recognized.
Yes, I was just telling her that exactly. So the next speaker is Lawrence and then Michael. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Right. I just want to respond to what John P. Gary III said, that the new items that are being proposed, such as Beth's item, the new Beth does need to suggest a place on the agenda for them.
Yes, I am aware of that. Thank you, Lawrence. Now, Michael.
I just got a quick look at the agenda. It doesn't look like the election for a delegate member on the Pacifica National Board of Elections Committee is on there. So I do think that has to be on the agenda to replace me. So that was another position I held in addition to my position as chair.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike. Is there something we have to do today? Just a second, Beth, please. Is that something we have to do today? Because we are going to run like over 3 hours. I think that's not really acceptable. So is that something we have to do today?
Point of order, Chair.
Go ahead.
We could take nominations because I believe an election has to be done.
Okay, so at what point would then this kind of election
It would be the same situation of taking nominations and authorizing the.
Yeah, but at what part of the agenda would that fit in?
I think you could do it, right after the
chair election.
The chair election, just get it out of the way. I don't think it'll take.
Okay, so John, can you add this into right after the permanent chair election, where you say nomination from the floor, ballot distributed, so right after this, and then before the general manager report.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. And so this is what's the official title? The election for a replacement of, I don't know.
Delegate to the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Chair, you have Bella.
I know. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
So, I first would like Beth to talk about her motion. Then I would like Bella. And then we have Ruth. So Bella, Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like this motion placed with the other election-related motions so that we can deal with them all at once. And we can discuss the content further when we get that far. This isn't the point where we debate motions. It's just for agenda.
No, I'm not. talking to about debating, but where to put it in the agenda, because there's a lot of stuff on our today's agenda. So at what point would you like it in there?
I would like it immediately following the elections to replace the chair and to replace Michael on the National Elections Committee.
So even before the manager's report?
I second that, Chair. I second that.
Okay, well, then let's put it in there. So then it will be after, John, did you get that? So after the election for the delegates, we're also going to put then Beth's motion in there.
Done. Yes, it's in. Yeah, okay. I have it, Madam Chair.
And now back to Bella. So Bella, how much time do you think we should allocate for this item?
Allocate for the items that are pending from prior meetings. Is that what you're referring to,
yeah,
Madam Chair?
More specific from the it was from the outreach committee, these two motions, right? So how long would you like to discuss them, in your opinion?
They won't take long, but each committee is allocated 3 to 5 minutes. So 5 minutes would be fine.
Okay, great. So I said 10 minutes. So would that suffice then for both together?
No, that was Myla Reason suggested 10 minutes to the pending unfinished business. That, let's not get confused.
No, that's not what happened. I suggested 10 minutes to your specific motions.
Oh, I see. You did not say that, so that's why I objected.
Okay, so we can put yours in the unfinished business with a 10-minute limit. And then the next person to speak is Ruth, please.
All I need is Beth's motion. I did not get it. So if it can be sent out, maybe Beth doesn't have my KPFK email.
John, to burden you so much, but can you please send Beth's motion also to Ruth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, there's a major confusion here. Because
you're not speaking right now. I'm going to Kim, and I see your hand up, and then it's your turn, okay?
Okay, thank
Kim,
you.
Go ahead, please.
Well, if Beth is putting a motion to replace me as treasurer, you have to have an election for a new treasurer right away. So that has to be added.
So this motion is not yet, it still has to be motivated. So there is no, it's not clear yet if we will even have an election. So if this motion gets through, then yes. And this will be then something that will probably happen at the same time, like the election for the chair. So, yeah. So, but, okay, here.
Beth with a point of order.
Okay, first was Bella, please. Go ahead, Bella.
Let Beth clarify that issue, please.
Okay, Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. The motion itself addresses that issue, the second resolving clause calls for an election. That's why I wanted to cluster it with the other election-related items today. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you very much. So, Bella, you want to add something?
Yes. Everything that we have discussed this morning regarding pending motions, there were three motions lingering from prior meetings. They were all sent to both you, Madam Chair, and John P. Gary in the last 2 days, repeatedly. I am hoping that those pending items, one including referring to the Finance Committee of the time of the date, meeting date. So these motions need to be inserted into unfinished business. I have brought this up several occasions, and I have had no response. And this is what the confusion is. These would be the first course of action under unfinished business. We must dispense of them.
Okay, Bella, I understood that the motions we put now into the unfinished business already allocated 10 minutes to are exactly those. So those are different motions you're talking about?
Okay, this is why.
No.
Time on this, but who can clarify that to you?
No, I have them, Madam. I guess I have them. I'll forward them. I'll forward the email Bella sent me to the board so they can review it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so then Lawrence, and then we're going to the hopefully the approval of the agenda. Lawrence, go ahead.
No, move to for the approval of the agenda. That's what I was going to do, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So then, are there any objections? Thank you. Hearing none, so we approve the agenda hereby. Then does somebody can read the Pacifica mission statement?
I may do so, Madam Chair. Bella DeSoto.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Pacifica mission statement: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate the for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creating writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestra groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources for public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. The Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. So now we have the excused absence request. I understand it's only Ali Lexa. Is there any other excused absences? Are there any objections to this excused absence?
Madam Chair, I object. I would like to, Barbara Marbach needs to be replaced. This is her third unexcused absence to this meeting, and I will not excuse Ali Lexa, this would be his third, I believe.
Okay, so John, you're putting this in the record, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I have to confirm what Bella just said with my own record.
Yes, exactly. Just so it's noted, and then we can confirm if this is correct. Lawrence, you need to say something about this?
Yes, I move that we vote on the excused, unexcused absences one by one.
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Because okay, Michael, you want? Yeah, Michael, you want to say something?
Yes. Just to let people know, Ali Lexa is out of the country. He's traveling. He has been, responsive and sending information that I've asked him for, but he's not physically present. People should know that. Also, I believe that Barbara Marbach had one unexcused absence last month. She did not ask for an excused absence this month. The secretary needs to send her a notice that if she's not at the meeting next month, she would lose her seat.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Hey, Bella, I see your hand.
Sorry. The rule is three consecutive. It's a very, very lax rule, but that is the rule. It's three consecutive unexcused absences. Just three unexcused absences.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Bella, go ahead.
Madam Chair, just for the record, last month, Barbara Marbach was not excused. The overwhelming vote against her was no because of her continued absences. So John P. Gary should take note of that or listen to the recording or read the minutes.
Yeah, I suggest...
Thank you, Bella. I keep an attendance record.
Yeah. So I, exactly. Thank you, John. I suggest that John looks at the record for both Ali Lexa and Barbara Marbach, and if it's necessary, send out this notice, and then hopefully we can take care of this next time when it's really necessary. Thank
Madam
you.
Chair, yes. Ali Lexa was excused from the last meeting. He was not absent. He was excused. He was absent with excuse.
Okay, got it. And Lawrence, anything else you need to say about this?
Yeah, I would not support not excusing Ali Lexa because he has provided notice that he will be absent.
Okay, thank you. So we have the fundraising appeal, which is, I don't know.
Madam Chair, we need to vote on, we need a vote by the body.
Talking, please. If we're not going to do a vote on these excused absences, if this is what you mean right now, right?
No, we need to take a vote on each one individually. That was the motion by Director Lawrence Reyes.
I don't see this on the agenda right now.
We need to vote. We have to vote always on excused absences.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes, please.
Excused absence requests can be approved with by unanimous consent by the board, and they can also be voted on. Both methods are acceptable. The chair can ask if there's any objection.
All right.
And members can and that's how you can do it.
Okay, thank you. So is there any objection against excusing Ali Lexa's absence?
Bella DeSoto objects, Madam Chair.
Thank you. This will cost us 5 minutes. Sorry, Bella.
Sorry, I'm
say this, please. I would like to also ask if there's any objection to Barbara Marbach's absence.
Barbara Marbach, Bella objects.
This is Grace. I object to excusing Barbara's.
There was no request for an excuse from Barbara.
Okay, I'm sorry, Michael. You also have to up your hand. So
Madam Chair, that's right. Rob Macon. Oh, there was only one excused absence request. Barbara Marbach didn't submit one, so she's absent unless she appears before the end of the meeting. Same with, and that applies to Rob Macon and Harvey Wasserman. And in fact, if any of those three members join the call, please announce yourself verbally on the stream so your attendance can be recorded. Yes, there's only one. There was two requests. No, one request from Ali Lexa. The other people we don't have to vote on because they're absent right now pending appearance.
Okay,
Chair.
Excuse me, can I just ask a question of John? So Rob Macon, and who was the fourth one who's absent?
Harvey Wasserman.
Okay, got it. All right, so then it sounds like we have to vote only on Barbara Marbach.
No, she sent a request. She's just absent, correct? Did anyone receive an absence request from Barbara Marbach?
I have a point of order, Chair. If I could be recognized, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's in order is to vote individually on all people not present, not wait to the end. So we need to take a vote one by one.
Madam Chair, you don't vote on
whether they requested and it's whose absence or not.
Madam Chair, that is not the way it's done. You do not vote on
the absence.
Everybody quiet now, please. So Lawrence, are you finished? Then John, and then I will say something myself. Lawrence, do you still have anything to say here?
Yeah, we just need to vote individually on each person.
You said that already.
Shut up.
Can you please also stop? I'm trying to keep some order here, and I would like to really have a bit nicer conversation methods than we normally have in the LSP. So, John, so you say there's no vote necessary. Is that what you're saying?
When someone is not present, there's nothing to vote on. You only vote on an excused absence request when such a request has been made. We've only received one excused absence request from Ali Lexa. And that was, and I don't know, was that disposed of?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. That's the only one. That's the only thing out of your vote. You do not vote. There's nothing to vote on. When someone's not present, they're recorded as absent. There's no vote to be taken on. There's no alternate status for that person to be in. You're either present, absent, or excused. That's it. And you don't vote, decide whether an absent person is absent. They are simply absent.
Okay, John. So the best would be if you in your record look if any of those three, Barbara Marbach, Rob Macon, Harvey Musselman, have been absent.
Point of information, may I be recognized?
Can I just have everybody mute in the background? There's some loud noise coming in. Stop, Bella. Myla's turn. Myla, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, John's absolutely right. What has to be done now is that we vote whether or not to approve the absence of Ali Lexa, and then we move on. We don't look to see who was here when or anything like that. That can be disposed of later. We need to get on with the meeting, have a vote on Ali Lexa, and move to the next agenda item, period.
Thank you, Myla. Just please keep it brief, Bella. Go ahead.
Can we please take the vote on Ali Lexa?
Yes, we will. Lawrence, anything else you want to add?
No, John, I stand corrected. John is completely correct.
Okay, thank you. So we will take a vote now on Ali Lexa's excused absence. Can you call the roll, please, on it?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Jose Benavides. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
No.
George Funmaker.
Well, I'm sorry, what are we voting on?
We're voting on...
Go ahead.
The question is, we're voting on Ali Lex's excused absence request. If you vote yes, you are accepting his excused absence. If you vote no, you're rejecting his request. And if the no's are in the majority, then he will be listed as absent.
How many times has he been absent before?
Many.
Let me get that. I don't have complete record because I'm missing some minutes, but hold on.
Good question.
Jose, are you raising your hand?
Ali Lexa has been, I don't have complete records, but this year he's been absent
many times.
Well, I'm missing a lot of minutes, but so in my record, I only have one unexcused absence recorded, and he was excused from the last meeting, but I'm missing one, two, three, four. I'm missing several minutes, so I don't have a complete attendance record for anybody, including Mr. Lexa, but he was excused from the last. So he's not in jeopardy right now of being dropped for three consecutive unexcused absence at this point. This could be his first unexcused absence if the no's succeed. But at this point, his last absence was excused.
Okay, thank you. So we're in the middle of the vote. So George, what do you vote?
I can't vote because I want to know if he has excessive absences. My vote would be to not excuse him. But if he has, a few absences, I would, allow him to have a few absences. But the secretary doesn't have a full account of his absences. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you abstain?
Yeah, abstain.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes, reluctantly.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Myla Reason. Okay, I'll come.
I'm sorry for the delay. I'm voting to approve his excuse absence, his request.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, and Harvey Wasserman is in attendance.
Okay, well, I'll call on him then. I'll call the chair now. Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
I apologize. Like as I was saying in the chat a moment ago, I was having some technical difficulties. So this is for Ali Lexa.
Yes, Ali Lexa's excused absence request.
Okay, because I was going to say, didn't he put an email in, right? He's like working the fund drive or something?
He said he was traveling and he might be in customs at this time in the meeting.
Got it. I vote to excuse it.
Thank you. Ruth H. Strauss.
Yes, excuse.
Oscar Ulloa.
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev.
I abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
All right, and I'm marking you as present, of course. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Okay, and Jose Benavides, I did not record your vote on the first time. How do you
vote? Thank you. Thank you. I abstain.
Thank you. Okay, the yeses are. The yeses are 16. The noes are 1. And there are 4 abstentions, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. So obviously he is being excused as for an absence. And so we're moving on to our next item here, which is the fundraising appeal. Normally Michael reads just a thing out. Michael, can you read that? Because I don't have any text for what I'm supposed to say here.
Sure. You know, as everyone knows, KPSK is a national fund drive.
Too much noise. Too much noise.
Somebody has to mute themselves.
Go ahead, Michael. I just
KPSK is in the midst of a fund drive, and we do need support from the community to maintain our operations. So it's very important that everyone on this call, everyone who's listening on the stream, and especially the members of the board, participate in helping to raise funds and increase the membership base for the station. And you can do so directly yourself by going to kpfk.org and clicking on donate, become a sustainer, or you can call, since it is during the fund drive, 818-985-5735 and donate. There are some premiums on offer, but the main thing we need is really to increase the membership and reach. And if you have connections in community organizations, civic organizations, labor organizations, you know, faith-based groups, anything that you're in where people who support the values of KPFK and the Pacifica Mission, please encourage their memberships to sign up as members of KPFK. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Next, we have the report on previous motions. Avelia, can you please mute yourself? Thank you. So this is an action item where I'm not fully sure the previous past motions, who is, can report on that, because I don't have this information.
Madam Chair, if any member has made progress on a past motion, they can report on it. And if there isn't, then we can just move on.
Okay. Is there any information anybody has? Okay, then we can move on. So then we have the minutes approval.
Madam Chair, I was muted. I had my hand up.
I haven't muted you. Okay, so go ahead. What do you want to say, Bella?
Yes, this area would be then referring to the pending unfinished business of prior meetings. So that there's a continuity. So for, you know, to save time, we should just skip it for now and then go to, when we get there, to the unfinished business, because there are 3 motions that need to be addressed before anything else today.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. So we are moving on from this and addressing it later in the unfinished business. Then we can we approve the minutes from October 22nd, that can't be.
Oh, I'm sorry, September, so that's my mistake, Madam Chair. September 22nd.
Okay. So can we approve the minutes from September 22nd?
Chair, so moved, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you. Anybody?
Paulina, second.
Thank you. Well, then we can approve these minutes. And then we set the time for adjournment. We have a very full program today. I personally suggest 1 o'clock. Is there any other suggestion?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto objects to the approval of the minutes since they were sent very late.
They were not sent late. They were sent a week after the meeting.
I'm sorry. My apologies. I confused it with something else. I apologize. Lower my hand.
Okay, thank you. So the time for adjournment, we had maybe 1 o'clock. Is that something you can agree to? Is there any objections to 1 o'clock?
I object.
I'm sorry?
I do object. I would prefer 12:30. I have things to do.
Madam Chair, 3 o'clock, second.
Wait, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock you just said?
3 o'clock, you said 3 o'clock.
Oh, no, I said 1 o'clock.
Oh.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
We will not be able to handle the business today until 1 o'clock. We simply will not be able to.
Well, we'll do our best. So, are there any objections to the 1 o'clock? Other than I have
heard. Objects.
You heard my objection, right?
Yes, I heard your objection. Thank you, Maya, and I heard yours. So I would still try to set it, if I can, for 1 o'clock, and then if we have to extend, we will cross that bridge when we get there. Now we're coming to the permanent chair election, and I guess I have to ask first if there are any nominations on the floor.
Chair, I have my hand up. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Lauren.
Chair, I nominate Chair Pro Tem. I nominate you to be permanent chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I second that. Zeri Riddell for permanent chair of the KPFK LSB. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Elizabeth?
Just point of information, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept the nomination.
Great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. So are there any other nominations? Oh, okay. Well, then does that mean, hearing none, I'm supposed to say that there's no election, or how does this work?
Right, there's no election, Chair.
Acclamation. By acclamation, yes, you were elected.
Can we ask Terry Goodman's opinion on this, please?
Yes, Terry, you want to say something about this?
Yes, technically, to preserve each member's right to write in an alternate, you should not have elections by acclamation. You should go ahead and have the balloting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I object. Bella DeSoto objects, Madam Chair.
Chair,
like,
I got my hand up.
Lawrence, what do you want to say?
Yeah, this is a question to Terry. According to the bylaws, what has been standard practice, that if there's no other nominees for a position that's open, then I believe we don't need to hold an election. I do understand the idea of giving each board member an opportunity to vote, but that has always been the standard practice. What say you, Terry?
Terry, you want to answer this?
Yeah, I can give you the site in a moment.
Okay.
The rule is slightly different for a committee, but because this is a board, there should still be an election.
Madam Chair?
I'd like to.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Go ahead, John.
If we have we might have a two other balloted elections, so mm-hmm. it would be easy to create a combined ballot that has the permanent chair election and any other elections all on one ballot. So if we have ballot elections, we can include the chair elections, but that's up to the so as far as administratively, that can be done without trouble. We won't be adding an extra election. Because it looks like we're going to have ballot elections. We might have ballot elections coming up. That's one solution.
Okay, thank you. Just quickly, Bella and then Lauren. And somebody needs to mute themselves, please. So Bella, go ahead. You have to unmute.
Yes, I object. And I would like for us to move on so we can get on to the business of the day. We have a lot to take care of. And I would like for this recent voice election to be accepted by the board. The body has that right If the body does not object, then we move on. So can you take a vote, please? Thank you. Call for
a Madam Chair, I'd like to self-nominate. This is Oya.
So Oya, do you nominate yourself also for the election chair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There is a second nominee then we will have to have an election for that also. Lawrence, you still need to say something?
No, I just want to dip into your attention that Oya wanted to speak. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eric, go ahead.
I'd like to propose belatedly that the nominees have, instead of 2 minutes, as much as up to 4 minutes if they wish, to give us their candidacy remarks. I'm a believer in allowing something as important as the LSB chair position, the nominees for it, to expound a little bit on their reasons for wanting to be the chair and their essentially their outlook on the station in Pacifica. That's all. I realize I should have brought that up at the time. It says 2 minutes on the agenda. That just seems too little to me. Thank you,
Eric. So Bella, can you please, you speak about half of all the time. So unless it's very urgent, I would rather go to the candidate statements and then, go through this because
you need to get a second for Eric's motion.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I second with an amendment.
And I second that.
Wait, you second what now?
I second Eric's motion because you need to have a second.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was just doing, Bella. Okay, but I have an amendment, Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to amend Eric's one-tension motion to 3 minutes. It has been standard practice to do everything in 2 minutes. That's the way we're timed to speak, the way we're timed on candidate forms. So I think 3 minutes would be sufficient, and I hope Eric finds that for me.
Thank you. Okay, so now come the candidate statement. Oya, do you want to go first, or is there a special order we have?
Madam Chair, I need a decision. Are we doing 3 minutes or 4 minutes? I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have two motions on the floor.
4 minutes. I know I will only speak 3 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I think I'll be shorter than that.
So, Oya, do you want to go ahead with your statement?
Sure. I'm running for the chair of the board because I feel like the meetings are life and structure. A lot, we can't even agree on an agenda. Most of the agendas should come from the other subcommittees, and there should not be motions put in by email. I feel like I have a good grasp of Robert's rules, and if I'm elected, I intend to mute pretty much the whole board. Everybody can put their points of order in the chat room and it will be addressed. We should not be talking over other people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Oya. So then I will take my 3 or 4 minutes to speak. I am a big fan of Pacifica and I want to see it thrive and survive. And even if we all have to work as volunteers and work a little harder, I believe we can do this. I feel this is a community effort in which we all have to come together, no matter all these fractions. When I joined the board a year ago, I saw that a lot of people weren't even talking with each other. I'm interested in breaking up these encrusted front lines and find common ground on a few issues where we can work together to keep this amazing station alive. I also would like to change the culture of communication on this board. Exactly as Oya was saying, I would like more respect, people listening to each other, not constantly interrupting and waiting their turns. They will all be heard eventually. I want us to grow into a real group that works together instead of constantly against each other in a very dysfunctional way. I'm in favor of transparency. I agree with Oya that we find a better governance way, meaning that motions have to be introduced earlier in the governance committee, so that not just like on the day of the LSB, we have to spend 20 minutes in getting the agenda straightened out. This has to be more streamlined. And I'm more interested in a streamlined process where we don't spend the first hour every time with little back and forth things. And so, yeah, I believe we can be a lot more effective and work together better. I want transparency in all the different committees so that everybody knows and that the listener knows what we're up to. And what's really important for me is that between governance and staff, which was a big divide for a long time, that we start working together better, stop having these preconceived notions of how the other one is and who they think, and that we really come together as a Pacifica family. This would be my statement. Thank you. So these were the two statements. Now come the tele instructions, please.
Chair, I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So the question is, we are a deliberative body, and we are governed by rules. And part of those rules is point of order is immediately interrupt. And if anybody follows Robert's order, they would know that. So, and there was a statement made that all points of order could go into chat and then we could discuss it later. That would be responded to. I don't think that's, those are the rules. We are a deliberative body and we have member rights. So I just wanted to highlight that point. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, Oya.
So Robert rules are generally, I would compare it to the Senate. Just as you said, it's a deliberate move for the minority to be heard, not to be raising motions or gamesmanship to sideline the agenda. So being heard in the chat, somebody will actively be monitoring the chat, so that should not be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Oya. I don't know. I don't think this is the point, actually, to discuss these two statements unless there are some urgent things. I would rather move on to Teller's instructions. Teller, can you please instruct us how the ballots will be sent out?
Okay. I'm not sure if another election was authorized while I was looking up in Roberts, but in any case, the way that we run elections in Pacifica is that all the members will be sent detailed instructions on a ballot form, which is will be an attachment to an email sent to them. But although to be fancy, you can fill out that ballot form and send it back. All we really need to know is each voter's unambiguous choice for candidate in each election. We also, for the purposes of ballot tracking, ask that every voter assign a code word to their ballot, just so that they can track it in the teller's report. So, for example, if your code word was prune and your preferred candidate was John, as long as you send prune and John to both tellers, then your vote for John is unambiguous, and it will be reported to all the voters as a vote for John by voter or ballot prune. So although the code word keeps your vote anonymous as long as you don't reveal it to anyone.
Okay.
But mainly you just follow the instructions on the ballot form. But
yeah.
But if you can't attach the ballot form, you just send an email to both tellers with
yeah.
the with your code word and your candidate choice in each election.
Okay, thank you very much.
One more thing.
Okay.
I cannot send ballots out until I receive the email address of the new member.
Terry, I thought I sent it to you in chat. I'll do it again.
Okay.
Okay, so just please make sure you also have the new email addresses of Beth in there, and I don't know who else.
I have Beth.
Okay, great. Thank you. So not the minors one. All right, then we're going to move from this point now. The ballot distribution is starting and the voting begins, and so we will have no more nominations are possible at this point, and then I understand we will have the results tomorrow. Is that correct?
Okay. No, Madam Chair, that's not correct.
So when would we have them?
Can Harry Goodman respond?
Can you please not say anything else?
The instructions on the ballot will give a deadline of Friday midnight.
Mm-hmm.
After the two tellers agree on the results, which will probably be Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
then we'll send out a teller's report to all the voters.
Okay, thank you. And so then we're moving on to the next item, which is the election of the delegate member replacing Michael Novick. Can you, Michael, are you still there? Can you please explain a little bit what does that entail, your position, so that people know if they want to nominate themselves for it or nominate somebody else?
Yeah, the PNB Elections Committee is one of the national board committees that deals with, obviously, the elections. There are a number of motions that it has approved and sent on to the Pacifica National Board that have not yet been acted on, as far as I know, by the PNB. There's a motion pending before that committee on the question of money out of Pacifica politics. And it serves as a kind of advisory role and policy suggestion role to the PNB on the elections. The elections that were supposed to have been held this year have been deferred because of the financial situation of the whole foundation, and the issue is still pending.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, somebody says my mic is low. Hang on a second.
Okay.
The issue is still pending before the PNB as to a schedule and the this issue of the money out of Pacifica politics. So the LSBs each send two delegates to the various PNB committees in general, and and there's also a director member that's chosen by the PNB from the directors at a station. So Avelia Jones is on that committee as a director member, and Myla and myself were the two delegate members. And on that committee, I was elected as chair. But the committee will have to deal with that question, but we need to replace me as a delegate.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. So are there any nominations for this position? Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Oscar Udoya to the position.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, do you accept the nomination? Can you unmute, please? Oscar?
Point of information. Sorry.
Myla, can you wait a second? Oscar, can you please unmute and say if you accept the nomination?
Yes, I was fighting against that button. Yes, I do accept.
Okay, thank you. Point of information, Myla, go ahead.
Yeah, this is for which position?
This is for the delegate member, the election committee that this replaced Michael in the PNB.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Ruth Strauss.
Ruth Strauss. Okay, Ruth, do you accept?
That's really sweet of Myla, but I'm sorry. I have a few other obligations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Beth, go ahead.
I would like to nominate Eric C. Jacobson if he's willing. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric, do you accept?
Yes, I'll accept.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bella, go ahead.
Well, I was going to second the nomination for Oscar Ulloa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, great. Are there any other nominations? Okay.
Yeah, I nominate Harvey Wasserman.
Okay. Harvey, do you accept? Harvey, can you unmute? Harvey, are you there? Okay,
he's there. I asked him to unmute, he's not unmuted.
Yeah, so well, if Harvey can. Harvey, are you there?
Yeah, I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Harvey, it's the election committee.
Myla, thank you. We hear your heartache.
Christina, stand up, Chair.
Okay, yes, thank you. Christina, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Abelia if she's willing or can.
Okay. Amelia.
I'm sorry. Amelia is already serving on that committee as a director member that was chosen by the PNB.
Oh, great.
Okay. She wouldn't be eligible because she's a director.
Yeah.
She has to be a delegate.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Are there any, is there a need that they also have a candidate statement, or what does the body think?
Yes, they should be given 2 minutes each.
Okay. So who wants
to? Just for a point of the call, can people stop speaking out without being recognized?
Yes, I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. So in the order how they were nominated, Oscar, you want to go first and do your candidate statement, please? Oscar, can you unmute?
Ready, unmute. Well, as an first of all, recognize that it's an honor for the board giving us the opportunity of keep working on behalf of the best for the best destiny and future of KPFK. Elections are we're seeing that they're so important, that they're so complicated, and I will do my best to serve us and a delegate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Oscar. Then Eric, and then comes Harvey, okay? So Eric, go ahead with your statement, please.
I thought Harvey declined, but you have to double check. I'm also a very big believer in the governance, the current bylaws, which provide for democratic elections of representatives of listeners and staff to serve on the local station boards, and the local station boards then internally democratically elect the Pacifica National Board. It's an excellent and unique method of governing the overall foundation, and I'm a big believer in the unity of the Pacifica Foundation, would like to see the elections be functional and fair and scrupulous. I'm a big opponent of the omnibus challenges to the current bylaws that have been mounted by New Day Pacifica and are still being litigated by them, in my opinion, unreasonably. And I would like to, you know, I'll serve in utmost good faith on that committee to the ends I just stated. I also want to say in an abundance of honesty that I haven't totally decided whether I'll seek re-election myself at the time the elections are held. So that I obviously would be looking at my role on that committee from the point of view of the best interests of the elections process, and nothing to do with my own, stake in having to abide by those rules, however they're ultimately established. But from a full disclosure point of view, you should keep in mind that I may be a candidate myself in the elections upcoming, that I'll be serving as a member of the committee that I presume will have some influence on how they're conducted and so on. So if that bothers anybody, then take that into consideration in your vote. But I will, put any personal preferences aside when I participate on the committee and make decisions in the best interest of the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for your disclosure. We have both of these statements. Now, this will...
Hi there. Can I raise my hand?
Exactly. I'm coming to you, Harvey, in a second. So, Harvey, do you want to say anything about the... you want to nominate yourself after all?
Yeah, I will. I can never turn down Marla. So okay. How many minutes? How long do you want to go ahead and talk?
You can go up to 4 minutes.
Okay, so I strongly support the New Day bylaws. I believe they were the rightful winners of this election, and I believe that this past year of catastrophe has been the result of, A, the refusal
of the legal team to divulge how much money it's taken to fight New Day, and B, that we're denying the majority vote of the membership, which approved the New Day bylaws. I believe if we had had the New Day bylaws in effect this past year, we would not be in the desperate financial or popular position that we're in. I've also devoted the last 20 years of my life to fair elections. I do believe that three of the seats on this board went legitimately to other people, and that this has colored the decisions and conduct of the board meetings in a very, very negative way. So in my work as in election protection dating from Ohio 2004, I think it's incumbent on me to be part of the election process. And I am hoping that we have new bylaws and new elections as soon as possible. So, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that these elections are legitimate and fair and hold to a true popular vote. So I will accept the nomination and look forward to serving to protect elections at Pacifica as they should have been protected this past year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Harvey. So these elections will be sent out with the same ballots, I understand, with the same emails, right? And follow the same schedule that you will vote for the chair of this body, you will vote for what we just discussed about, and then we'll see now what happens with this next motion we're getting to, if there will be a triple election. So let me just get to the next point then. This was the motion of Beth that was at this point. Beth, do you want to read your motion?
Sure. Thank you. One moment. Yes. Motion to remove and replace KPFK treasurer, Ms. Kim Kaufman. Does everyone have this? Or does anyone need it yet so they can follow
looking
along?
Looking at it.
Okay. Whereas any officer may be removed either with or without cause by the board at any regular or special meeting thereof, Pacifica Bylaws Article 9, Section 3A, and whereas when not otherwise stipulated, Pacifica custom is to extrapolate from rules for the PNB as above to rules for the LSB as in this case, and whereas a majority of sitting KPFK LSB members agree that the interests of KPFK and Pacifica would be better served by someone other than current KPFK treasurer, Ms. Kim Kaufman. Therefore, be it resolved that Ms. Kaufman shall be removed from the position of KPFK treasurer and shall cease to be KPFK treasurer effective immediately. Be it further resolved that an election to replace the KPFK LSB treasurer shall commence at the earliest opportunity using standard Pacifica election processes consistent with Pacifica bylaws conducted by known and trusted Pacifica tellers, including but not limited to Mr. Terry Goodman.
Okay, thank you, Beth. So with a motion, as far as I know, we have to first hear if anybody seconds the motion. Is there any
second? Bella DeSoto seconds. Bella DeSoto seconds.
Thank you. So then the restating of the motion, I don't have to restate the whole motion, right? Because we just heard it, I assume.
All right.
And there would be right now the debate of the motion. So
I object to the motion.
Okay, so we're going to have a debate now. And so how long should we allocate for the debate? Like 10 minutes or something, would you say, or 15 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
A little short. Okay. So let's.
Yeah, we want to get through these.
Sorry, can you please not speak out of turn? Thank you. So we're going to have, I see three hands up right now. So everybody is going to speak 2 minutes. So in the moment, it just looks like we have only 6 minutes from these three hands. If anybody else would like to debate, please raise your hand now. Then I can allocate the time. So I see three people. So we're allocating. Okay, now Harvey. So we're allocating 8 minutes for this. Please go ahead, Lawrence. Thank you.
I think Ruth was before me, but she put the hand up. All right. So I support this motion. There's been an extreme amount of difficulty obtaining written financial information. There's been extreme difficulty with the decorum of the chair. the way she facilitates the meeting. So I have a nomination, and I'd like to put into nomination the name of board member Grace Aaron.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Myla, go ahead.
I just want to say that I'm really grateful for all the good work that Kim has done as treasurer. And I think people object to her because she actually runs a tight ship, and she doesn't allow for a lot of interruptions during the meeting. So I applaud her good, very good work. That's all.
Thank you, Myla. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, I am delighted that this motion has surfaced at this stage. Critical time. I have been trying for 6 months to expose the malfeasance, the misconduct, the dictatorial manner in which...
It's very important that we don't use any derogatory language, Bella, so please go ahead.
Okay. But I compiled and I put together a very concise packet to remove Ms. Kaufman as treasurer and chair, and I'm glad, delighted that this is now at the forefront. I support it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Harvey, go ahead. Can you unmute, Harvey?
I think Kim Kaufman has done a great job. I think people object to her because she tells the truth. She has worked incredibly hard at this and does not bend from what the real issues are. It would be a travesty to remove her at this time. Absolutely outrageous. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey. So we heard the discussion now. So this, thank you for keeping it brief very much. So this was the debate. Now we're going to do a vote. And then if there is a vote to remove Tim Kaufman, we would add the vote also with the tellers for the triple, you know, a ballot this time. So would you please call the vote on the vote? So that means if you vote yes, you would vote to remove Kim Kaufman from the position of treasurer. If you vote no, you vote against it. Please go ahead.
A point of information before we vote.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'm just wondering, I thought we would be voting by ballot, by email ballot. Why are
we are voting right now if we will remove her or not. The ballot will be about who the next nominations will be for this position. So this is a step that follows this.
I thought we would have a secret vote and a secret ballot.
We will have a secret vote on who will be the next one. But for this one, this is an open vote. Thank you, Myla.
Okay. Chair, request information.
Go ahead.
You didn't answer Ms. Aaron would accept the nomination.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. What?
You didn't answer Ms. Aaron would accept the nomination.
Yes, I haven't yet because we...
Okay, right, we're voting on the removal motion.
I'm sorry, point of information or whatever it is.
Go ahead.
I object to having a voice vote on this, and I don't know whether that should be a motion or whatever, but... sorry to say that, but I think there's enough contention that I don't know whether I should make a motion to have it be a closed vote or whatever you decide, but I object to having it be an open vote.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair.
I have my hand up.
I see your hand up. You are next. Then comes John, and I don't know if Harvey is your hand up from before or again. So
it's up again.
Okay, so Bella, please keep it short. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, can you? We need to stick with the motion. We are in order to conduct this vote right now. Then later, we get nominations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, John, I want to hear from you.
Madam Chair, my understanding is that this is a normal motion. It was brought to the floor as a motion, and therefore a roll call vote is appropriate. There have been other removals and attempts at removal from the board, but those were done where we met in person and we could use paper ballots, but that's not applicable here. From what I can tell, this is a normal motion, and you're correct. A roll call vote now, a secret ballot for the replacement if the motion passes. That's my understanding, Madam Chair.
Thank you, John. So first Harvey and then Lawrence. Harvey, you have to unmute, please.
Yeah, this is absolutely inappropriate for a public vote. This is a personnel issue, and this is absolutely needs to have a closed discussion and a secret ballot. It's completely outrageous to vote against an individual in a public vote like this. It's not appropriate.
Thank you. Lawrence, and then Beth, and then Tim.
John, again, is completely spot on. The motion is on the floor, and the motion for removal is what's in order. What is confidential and secret is the balloting.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Beth, and then Tim.
Yes, thank you. John Gary expressed my understanding of the process. It's why I submitted in this form. As to Harvey's claim, this is overall in no way a personnel matter. Personnel pertains to employees, and this is an elected office, and it's the officers serve at the pleasure of the board. The election of a new treasurer, if the board chooses to replace the current treasurer, will be a secret ballot. Is it just up or down? Are we satisfied with what we have now, or do we want something new? And I stand by what John P. Gary described.
Thank you, Beth. Kim, go ahead.
Well, I didn't look up the exact citation, but somebody please mute who's ever in the kitchen, pots and pans, thank you. But basically the procedure for a chair would be you say the chair is vacant and I call for an election right now. So this is the proper procedure for this. I mean, nobody's accused me of doing anything improper. That would be in closed session. This is just, I don't know, you know, people have their opinions and their feelings. So it's fine to take a public vote. That's the way that happens.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. So from what I can see also, and from all the opinion, I would like to move ahead with a vote. And then, of course, the election and the whole nomination process, who would possibly replace Kim, is totally separate. But first, we're only going to vote on people. If you vote yes, you are in favor of replacing, ending Kim's position as a chair. If you vote no, then you are against it. So could you please call the roll?
Chair, just for clarification, it's not the chair, it's the treasurer.
The treasurer. Treasurer, thank you. All right, so for Kim as the treasurer, that's what we're talking about. So please call the roll.
Grace.
A point of information, sorry, I just want to be clear. Voting no means we keep Kim, and voting yes means she's removed. Okay.
Exactly, that's correct.
Thank you.
So go ahead.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos.
I abstain.
Jose Benavides.
Heck yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Sandy Childs.
No, keep Kim.
Marisol Cruz.
Yeah.
Bella DeSoto. Bella, please unmute. All right. All right, Bella, I'll come back to you if you have a technical issue. George Funmaker.
Bella is yes.
Oh, thank you, Bella.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
I'll pass.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Rob Macon. Rob Macon, please unmute. Okay, I'll return to Rob Macon. Oye Yipo.
No.
Myla Reason.
Hell no.
Lawrence Reyes.
Heavenly yes.
I'll do the chair now. Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Pass.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Oscar, I heard a voiceover, but I heard Ulloa vote yes. Paulina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, please unmute and give me your vote.
This is a group that can't handle the truth. I vote no.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
No.
All right. I'm going to go back for the passes.
And may I interrupt? This is Avelia.
Do you have a question?
I apologize. No means to keep her?
Correct. To vote yes is to immediately...
I would like to keep her.
Okay, yeah, I record you as a... Your vote is no, Ms. Jones. You're recorded as a no. Is that correct? That, and I assume that's what you want now. Correct?
Yes, okay. Correct.
All right, thank you. Fred Blair, you passed. How do you vote?
I'm reluctantly voting yes.
Eric C. Jacobson, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes, reluctantly.
Rob Macon, you did not respond to the first call.
Yes.
How do you vote?
Thank you. I vote no.
Thank you. Ruth H. Strauss, you passed in the first
abstain.
Round.
Abstain.
Thank you. And I believe all the present members have voted. So the yeses are... The yeses are 13. The noes are... Seven. And the abstentions are 2. So that's yes, 13, no, 7, abstain, 2, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, John. So that means this motion is successful. And so we now will have to take suggestions for nominations for this position. And then after these nominations, we will take in the statements of the people nominated and include those also in the ballot that will be sent out. So are there any nominations for treasurer?
Bella and then Lawrence has to stand up.
Yes, thank you, Bella. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to nominate myself, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, and so I assume you, of course, accept the nomination. Thank you, Bella.
Is there a second?
Nominations are going to be second.
You don't need a second. Lawrence, go ahead.
I nominate Grace Aaron.
Grace Aaron, okay. Are there any other nominations?
Did Grace accept?
Grace, did you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you.
Kim, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate myself. Not everybody is here, and I would like an opportunity to speak on this.
Absolutely. Thank you. So are there any other nominations? We have currently Bella, Grace, and Kim. If there's no others, then each one of you should have up to 4 minutes. Please, if you can keep it a little shorter, it would be wonderful to make your statement. Bella, go ahead since you were first.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I have been involved with the finance local KPFK Finance Committee for many years, requesting proper documentation. And I have noticed over the years that the documentation has not been forthcoming. This has affected the reporting in accuracy and transparency of this committee and also affecting the network wide. I have noticed that at the national level, the PNB level as well, there have been efforts by the outgoing treasurer to minimize the right to provide such documentation to the local finance committees of the network. If elected, I will fight to undo this damage and also reduce the spending limit of each general manager across the network back to the $5,000 threshold, which the outgoing treasurer upped by $5,000. I have been a bookkeeper many years. I was also hired at KPFK as an independent contractor to help out compiling the data for the fiscal year 14. I have served on the PNB audit committee, and through my leadership in 2 years, I have managed to bring about exposing information that would have affected negatively the foundation in reporting, et cetera. I will do my utmost, as always, for fighting for transparency, which is what I ran for this body. And I appreciate your confidence in the vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Next, we will hear from Grace, please.
Yes, thank you. At this very dire financial time in Pacifica, I think that I would be privileged to step in with the knowledge that I have from prior years on the national board, which are crucial. I have crucial information to impart to the National Finance Committee. I was around when we were considering bankruptcy. I understand bankruptcy thoroughly. I understand the loan process, settlements. I understand the overall financial situation in Pacifica, past and present. I think that my understanding of this information from the past would be very helpful on the National Finance Committee. Others don't have this information because it was imparted to me in closed session of the National Board in past years. So, and I also have a great deal of expertise regarding real estate and loans and that type of thing and bankruptcy. So also I have chaired the local station board in the past. I've chaired the national board. I recently chaired the general manager search committee pretty effectively in my own opinion. I will attempt to be as fair and civil and accommodating as possible in my role as treasurer. I can read a spreadsheet. I'm familiar with finances. I will do the best job I can in the capacity of KPFK secretary, I mean treasurer, sorry. But also I'd like to tell you that this is, I'm taking this on only until a new election for officers will occur, which will occur in December of this year. So the treasurer position is open to anyone. You don't have to be a local station board member. I would suggest that all of you on the board and in the listening audience search around for a really competent person to assume this role of KPFK treasurer in December when the elections for officers of the local station board happens. But I am willing to take this on at this very dire time in Pacifica when our debts are becoming so great that some asset sale is being considered and bankruptcy is being considered, I believe, or if it isn't, it will be. My take on the financial situations is so bad that these things will inevitably have to be discussed on the National Finance Committee. And I think that it would be I would be a good fit for that committee.
Mm-hmm. Chair, I have a point of order.
Thank you. Lawrence, you're probably referring to the fact that Kim, not member of the LSB, needs somebody to nominate her as a candidate. Is this what you want to say?
Yeah, and I also want to add to that, Chair.
Okay, go ahead,
Lawrence. You forgot that's for volunteers as well.
because this is you don't have to be a sitting board member to serve as treasurer or secretary. So I think that's one of the things you forgot to ask for volunteers. And in that case, Kim would have been in order to nominate herself. But right now, it requires a board member to make that nomination.
Okay, thank you. So
I nominate Kim.
Okay, who was that?
I second it.
Okay, so Harvey nominated Kim, and she can go ahead and make her statement. Go ahead.
Kim's done an excellent job. She is honest. She doesn't flinch. And she works incredibly
hard. It's Kim that's making the statement.
It's Kim. Kim will make her statement. Thank you so much, Harvey. Where is Kim?
I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead, please.
This is an opportunity to just speak on this. And I can think of no two worse treasurers than Bella or Grace. I mean, you know, Bella keeps asking for proper documentation but cannot read all of the information that has repeatedly been given to that finance committee over the years. That's what's really sad. And then she puts out public statements.
Excuse me, almost. Please don't do any derogatory stuff. Talk about what you would like to do. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Ziri. I'm going to continue. And Bella puts out misinformation to the public. Ziri, I get to speak on what I want.
Ziri. Kim is allowed to make her statement. Stop interrupting her.
Camilla, stop talking out of turn. Kim, please abstain. This is a warning. Abstain from making other people look bad. This is your statement about your performance, not criticism of others. Thank you.
And I am going to finish it, Ziri. If it makes people look bad, they still need to know the truth about what has been going on. And Bella puts out misinformation about our finances, which has been detrimental to Pacifica. And that is part of why there has been a further from the PNB about confidentiality. And as for Grace, I can think of no worse treasurer than Grace, where under her majority, starting in 2016, there were multiple incredibly bad budgets that were just pushed through this LSB with no review at the Finance Committee. And starting in 2019, it was absolutely clear that Kay was going in the wrong direction. And there was a revolt on the local finance committee in 2020 asking me to step in and be chair because they were tired of Grace and Fred and Ken being the gatekeepers and never talking about finances. This KPFK was going downhill in 2019 and nobody was paying any attention until I was elected chair in 2020. That was the first time that committee in 4.5 years had reviewed any P&Ls. So whether you like me or not, you couldn't pick worse people right now to lead this committee. And Grace does not know about bankruptcy. She does not know about the actual decisions that are being made now. KPFK is pulling the whole network down. We're not going to be able to make payroll and health bennies at the end of this month. And there's no time to be playing around with, you know, internal politics. That's my statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. So obviously the tellers will include these three names on the ballot that will be sent out.
Ziri? Yes. Ziri, I'd like to ask for a moment of personal privilege.
Yes, and so would I, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, so, yes, okay. So, Lawrence, do you have to go first, or can you have Grace talk first?
I just want to say that what you just heard is a kind of facilitation and decorum and the toxicity that exists on the Finance Committee. And as a member of the Finance Committee, we've been ruled by a person that does not have the kind of decorum and discretion that you have, Chair, in regards to having deference and respect and cordiality. The Finance Committee Chair and the Treasurer has been acting like a bully, and that needs to stop, and that's why I'm supporting Grace Aaron. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Grace, go ahead.
Okay, it is sad that I'm being improperly disparaged, as well as two excellent past treasurers, Fred Blair and Ken Aaron, my husband, who did an excellent job. They both did an excellent job of providing the local station board with detailed financial reports for every meeting. My husband did a lot of very good analysis. I can't personally be responsible for management failures across the entire network. I think that that's silly. And looking at it under Kim's tutelage, we have not seen an increase in total revenue or net revenue or anything else. So, and what most of what Kim said was false. So I just want to say that because it's sad that I have to defend myself here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Grace. Bella, you can also respond. Please, everybody, refrain from personal attacks. I would really appreciate to have a better tone here at the LSB. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I completely object to the misrepresentation by Ms. Kim Kaufman of myself. As a professional bookkeeper, I have I have kept books for a number of companies over the years. I have to go back many years where KPFK LSB Finance Committee has not received the proper information, not even a bank reconciliation. So this goes back many years. And so I'm not going to name names, but again, this is the issue that for so many years, we have not been able to obtain proper documentation. And of course, I can say that this can be attributed to a number of factors, and I will leave it there. But Ms. Kaufman has demonstrated the reason why we have just voted to remove her as treasurer. I hope we can remove her as chair as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Okay, thank you. So we're moving on to the next item. Thank you, everybody, for your civility and for accepting our process here. The next is the manager report. We have allocated about 10 minutes for that. Michael, are you there?
Yes, thank you. I do have a request that the secretary please note that I am an ex officio non-voting member of the board as far as agenda purposes, and that it be noted in the minutes that I'm present in that capacity as the interim general manager. It's been an honor to serve on the local station board, and including as chair on two separate occasions. And it is a little odd for me to be here wearing a different hat. I have been in the interim general manager position for barely 3 weeks, and the station went almost immediately into an on-air fund drive. As of Friday, about midday, we were shy of $40,000 in pledges over almost 11 days of the drive. That's to say, well under $4,000 a day on average. The fall fund drive is historically the strongest of the year at the station, but we have clearly gone far past the point of diminishing returns in terms of on-air fund drives with our current audience and programming. We have been in repeated drives over the last couple of years. I think the prior year we spent more than half the year in fund drive. To the extent that our listening audience continues to shrink, and even our most faithful listeners are not very responsive to the on-air appeals any longer. I did an on-air report for the listener on Friday, October 7th. I could not take calls directly on air because the phones in Master Control are not working to take listener calls or guest calls, and more about that later. But I gave out my own personal cell phone number and received quite a number of texts, which I couldn't get to all of them, but I responded to many of them on the air and to the rest of them later. I think the report to listen was well received. We got over $600 in pledges called in during the program, some which were credited to other shows at the donor's request, but together with a $1,000 donation from Frank and Jane Dorrell. Again, I want to thank them. The show was one of the largest drawing programs during the fund drive so far, and that day was the highest daily total, over $6,000 on that Friday. We will be scheduling a report to the listener from the local station board later this month after the board elects a new chair, and both the management and LSB reports will be on the broadcast schedule regularly thereafter. We're working on solving the problems with the phones. I signed off on a contract with a person and company recommended by Mo Thomas, the former IGM and the chief engineer at WPFW, and we will be receiving the necessary parts this week, with the on-site work to be done with remote instructions and supervision by paid station staff and some volunteers. That's an economy measure to, as opposed to having to fly someone here to do the work. Hopefully this will resolve the nagging problems once and for all. The inability to take calls on the air has interfered with programming, particularly Earl Fry Hutchinson's Town Hall of the Air format. I was able to arrange substitute programming for Saturday, October 15th, with the help of station staff. I met with SAG-AFTRA, the union for their paid staff, along with the ED, about KPFK's continuing difficulties in being able to make payroll. Although we were able to make the end of the month payroll in September and benefits by deferring other expenses. As a result of that discussion, a letter went out to paid staff covered by the contract with some voluntary options to see if anyone is interested in taking them. Staff members have some time yet to consider their individual responses. The station has about $200,000 in unpaid bills that I have met with the ED and Markeisha Van Zandt, who is the Pacifica National Business Manager, that's a new title, to discuss. And we marked several for at least partial payment. The station clearly needs new sources of revenue off air. I'm planning for a year-end fundraising effort, and we are working on calling both lapsed donors and those who have previously given generously to KPFK to reestablish a more personal relationship. If you're interested in participating as board members in these calls, please let me know. I'm working on an open letter to various movement, labor, civic, and faith-rooted organizations with the help of Jim Lafferty, who hosts the Lawyers Guild show and is also on the board of ACLU of Southern California and active with, you know, the former executive director emeritus of the National Lawyers Guild, to seek support from those organizations in urging their base memberships to consider becoming members of KPFK individually as well. We're in the process of obtaining the signatures of a number of notables to give the letter some social weight beyond KPFK itself. We are also seeking approval for the whole foundation to sign up for the Bidding for Good online nonprofit auction site that also has supports for various types of off-air fundraising and peer-to-peer fundraising campaigns. I'm exploring the Free Will program used by many nonprofits to encourage planned giving and bequests of cash, stock, or other valuables. These efforts will feed into a business plan for the coming months. I'm also in touch with a nonprofit broadcasting executive with experience in fundraising who can help us develop a calendar and a timeline for building up to the year-end fundraising activities, including things like Giving Tuesday. I convened a hybrid all-station meeting with staff and programmers, inviting local station board members as well. I think it's important for you know, we do have staff members, obviously, on our board or elected delegates, but I think it's important for the entire paid and unpaid staff to get a sense of the contributions that governance can make. And I think it's important for governance to really understand what things look like from the people doing the operations and broadcasting and programming. And I think that was helpful to have people on that call. And I appreciate those of you who were able to attend. Marlene DeBons has come back into the station as a volunteer, and she's working with me and with D'Angelo Jones, who handles IT for the station, to update and correct the programmers list so that it reflects who is on the air now, including all those who work on production of the programs and their contact information. Yotel Orozco, who's one of the board ops at the station, has volunteered to serve as a social media coordinator for the station. And we've asked all staff and programmers to provide an inventory of the social media accounts they're currently using to promote their programs and other aspects of the station. And we have set up a special email account to gather that information, which is socialmedia@kpfk.org. And I would ask board members as well, if you have social media accounts that you're using to promote KPFK and promote some of our programming, please let us know. You can email that same account, socialmedia@kpfk.org, and let us know, you know, what those social media platforms are that you're on. We're hoping to add TikTok. We do. The station does have a few accounts of its own, including with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And we're hoping YouTube, we're hoping to add to that. We hope to shortly coordinate and strengthen our social media outreach and promotion by, you know, combining efforts in that way. Regarding programming, I have begun the process of seeking proposals for new programming on our grid, and also the process of trying to evaluate what we do have. We will put the management and LSB reports to the list on a regular schedule, although not necessarily on the same days of the week or the same day parts every month, so as to avoid constantly preempting other programming. But they will be noticed well in advance. We will be scheduling a showcase spot on the grid for specials and auditions of new programming to gauge listeners' support and interest and response. I've asked the programmers to begin the evaluation process with a self-evaluation, and a number of programmers and producers have also expressed interest and participating in the peer evaluation and skill sharing process of best practices. The Spanish language programmers have already begun a series of training sessions for both current and beginning programmers and producers, and I'm working on reestablishing a training program for English speaking programmers, board ops, and others. I'm working with the ED, Stephanie Wells, on developing a volunteer orientation and information packet to make sure that we have current valid information on all volunteers and unpaid staff. And once we have that in place, we'll be airing requests for people to join as volunteers at the station. I went to the Idealist grad school fair and made contact with a number of graduate programs from local campuses that have relevant programs in broadcasting and journalism. And we're already lining up some volunteers. We will also be putting out a call, as I say, for volunteers over the airwaves as soon as we get the roles and responsibilities defined. In that context, I found that I took a sexual harassment prevention training program for employees and supervisors. I took the supervisor version, which is 2 hours long. It's provided free of charge by the state of California. I obtained my certificate. The program is very effective and interactive, and is meets the state requirements for a live interactive training program, and it focuses on the question of having a respectful workplace in which everyone is treated with dignity and respect and equality. And I think that that's an important step. State law does require that we have such live interactive training every 2 years for all staff and supervisors. And the state sexual harassment prevention laws also apply to volunteers, interns, and prospective new hires. So we'll be making sure that all paid and unpaid staff are up to date on that. There's a link included in the written report to a data on the number of people streaming our programming online. And it is for all of Pacifica. So you can look and compare the current day, the day you look at it, the current week, the current month, the current year. For KPFK and the other Pacifica stations, I'll put it in the chat for people who have it, and I'll be posting this report probably through the dispatch, which is https, /stats.pacifica.org, and you can pick the station or you can compare the stations. And I do want to thank Ali Alexa, who did provide me with a number of the passcodes and access to the MailChimp, which I use to send out two short dispatches to members, one just introducing myself, and the second one announcing the on-air report to the listener. We'll be trying to get the dispatch out regularly. He did send me the other social media accounts, and as I said, I'll be working with Marlena and Yautel Roscoe to try to stimulate more efforts in that area, as well as the website, I think, needs some substantial updating. There are our capacities we're not using very well. I think we can revive the community calendar, both on the website and as a broadcast item, using facilities there for people to be able to post.
Jared, we are at time.
Okay, thank you. If I can just wrap up. I will be meeting with the people later this week to look at the website and see how we can improve its accessibility and functionality and service. So that's it for now. Thank you. I'll be happy to take questions.
Thank you, Michael. You have worked a lot, and I know it's a very Augurian task, so we all applaud you for taking it on. So we have now, let's see, 20 minutes allocated for a board question and discussion. Is anybody opposed to the idea to do that 15 minutes, or do you want the 20 minutes? Please let me know if there's any objections. Okay, I see no objections so far, so let's try to do it in 15 minutes. I see hands up from Lawrence and then Myla. Please go ahead, Lawrence.
I'm just reminded that at some point we do need to go to public comment. But one of the things that Michael mentioned later, but he didn't mention the meeting that that we had with SEIU 721, which is over 105,000 members strong. We did approach the outreach committee, the table at an event on October 29th be with union members and organized labor. We are going to continue these meetings. We had a very productive meeting with the president of SEIU 721, and he's completely open to collaborating with us. So I look forward to Bella and her outreach committee and the volunteers tabling at the October 29th event. I think this is a great opportunity for a mutual collaboration. The president did commit to include in his weekly report his meeting with KPFK that he sends out to over 105,000 members. So that's a good possibility of developing a new relationship with labor, which, you know, a lot of SEIU 721 members are listeners of KPFK, but we want them to subscribe. So that was the fruit that was spared out of that meeting. Michael, I wanted to ask you, where are you moving in regards to highlighting the struggles in the community? And in particular, I was a guest on Earl Ofari Hutchinson's show as a rank and file executive board member for SEIU 721, talking about the most recent vile racist comments that were made by one, the LA County Federation of Labor president, and three council members. And we demanded an immediate resignation. And I know there's a resolution that is coming up that was authored by Paul Robeson and Eric G. Jacobson.
No, Bella DeSoto, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Bella, can you please not speak up? So Lawrence, can you please wrap it up?
Point of personal privilege.
Lawrence, can you just wrap up your...
That's all I have to say. Thank you,
Lauren. Okay, Myla, go ahead, and then Bella.
Oh, yeah, I have to leave now. I have you on the phone. I don't know how to mute, so you might be getting an echo, but I'm going to leave.
Stop
and
this,
I'm,
Myla.
I'm the,
Stop
I'm
this
the
to
seven,
mute.
I'm the 7660
star
number
six.
On the phone.
Okay.
It's star six.
That, but I'm going to be leaving the meeting from
okay.
the...
I would do that, Myla, but you can star six to mute.
Okay, thank you.
Bella, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The motion that Lawrence Reyes referred to was authored by Paul Robertson and Bella DeSoto, not Eric C. Jacobson.
I stand corrected, Bella. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So is there any other comments or questions from Michael Novick, first of all, before we go to the public comments?
If I could just respond briefly, I'm sorry that I neglected to mention that meeting, Lawrence, and I think that is a very important initiative, and I know that you're trying to also set up a meeting with the County Federation of Labor, obviously in a little bit of turmoil, I guess, the president was, resigned after that disclosure of the racist comments at the council with the city council members that he was present for. I am also trying to see if we can get a similar meeting with United Teachers of Los Angeles, which is my union, and I believe that Jim Lafferty is working on something with United Food and Commercial Workers, who are facing this merger that's being proposed between Albertsons and Kroger, I think a very threatening both to labor and to consumers. And I am interested in trying to develop more community-oriented programming. We're looking at the question of trying to develop a morning magazine show, and I have some commitments already for a co-host for that. And Ziri, as you know, is working on the development of a local news gathering and newscast team, and we're moving ahead with that as well. And I'm sure she could probably say more about that, but I'm hoping to have, a lot of things in shape by the end of the fund drive and in November to begin to launch some of that. Thank you.
Indigenous programming, Michael, I think I've mentioned that.
Lauren. Yeah, I did. I had a conversation with Lydia Ponce, and then for some reason, I'm not sure what's happened. She hasn't responded to a series of texts and calls, so I'm not sure what's happened with her, but she was, trying to pursue, but based on that national PMB motion about the indigenous environmental programming and also the missing and murdered indigenous women. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. I'll try her again later today.
Thank you, Michael. So we're still having, if Bella, you want to say anything about Michael,
yes.
Wait a second, then we're going to go to the public, and then Michael Heiss can speak. So Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. And Michael, thank you so much. We all know how difficult this job is. The responsibility is enormous. You're doing great. So you have all of our support and more. The thing is, I submitted to you and many others on the LSB and other committees a mock program grid so you can utilize it as a template. But in that grid, I proposed that we use parts of Saturday, which some of the programs have too much time, and that we can use those time slots to showcase pilots to start them and give them an audience and then get the feedback from the audience. I hope that you take that into consultation. I am glad that you have used YOL as the coordinating for outreach. And I am hoping that you promote him as such so that people know who to write to or to call at KPFK, because that has we need to have that person be promoted on air, and also everything about governance be promoted on air.
Okay.
And
thank you, Bella.
The committees of the LSB. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to start now with a public comment. Michael, go ahead. Michael Heiss.
Yes. Excuse me. Thanks, Ziri. Michael, I want to thank you for doing something that's taken so long, and for your work and within the background, Mo, for finally finding a way to get the phones working. And I think that will be, as they say, God willing, right? Or whomever willing, have to be generic here, that, that once that's done, the comments I have are in regard to, as the general manager, IGM, and in the absence of a program director, that once the phones are working, that not only for Hutchison's show, but that you encourage the hosts as appropriate to get community engagement with the listeners to their shows to hope we build more engagement. And secondly to that, for the discussion, such as the one that took place on Saturday, because the phones didn't work, that Mr. Reyes was part of, I would urge you to include, to have people discussing that issue, as awful and reprehensible as the comments made by the individuals were, that there, as Lawrence did mention, there was this slurs against the Oaxacan community, but according to the newspaper reports, there were slurs against other communities that sort of been hidden because of the big bubble about the obvious ones. But underneath that is an item that we need to get
information out about in general is redistricting, because the reason why those people were having that meeting was about redistricting and what the heck they were trying to do to alter the representation of the community. That's something we want to do, represent the community. And I urge that that be taken as a topic for whatever the appropriate programmer is. And, you know, thanks for doing a thankless job.
Thank you, Michael. Are there any other questions of the listeners or the public for Michael, the GM? There is one in the chat I want to read to you, Michael. So it's, when will you schedule the Pacifica ED report to listeners mandated for minimum 2 times per year? There has not been one for many years, so it's long overdue and should happen ASAP, should be coordinated and broadcasted network-wide. Do you want to respond to that, Michael?
Sure. I will try to pursue that further. The ED actually was on the LSB report to the listener a couple of months back, but I agree that that doesn't fully fulfill. There are a bunch of other requirements in the communications motion from the PNB, including, you know, the internal communications at the station, and I'm trying to move on all of those. I do want to, my goal is I don't want to keep this position indefinitely. It is an interim position. I want to try to get the station in a good enough financial shape they can hire someone. And I also want to set in place procedures and policies that have been, you know, adopted that are actually being implemented so that they, you know, lay a basis for continuing to carry them out. And that includes program evaluation, it includes the communications motion, it includes planning ahead for the fund drives well in advance so that when we do that, and they're the most effective they can be and the least disruptive. I want to put in mechanisms for tickets on all, issues that come up with technology at the station so that we have a record of when something goes down, who knows about it, and who's responsible for dealing with it. I will say the second day I came in, practically, I brought in from home cleaning supplies and just, frankly, toilet bowl cleaner and bathroom cleaner and cleaned the bathrooms. You know, the place is just, it's been, you know, there's been a lack of on-site supervision and, you know, we can't afford the janitorial crew. Somebody's got to do it. That means, you know, those of us who are there doing it. And, you know, it's just a lot to deal with, and I'm trying to do it as methodically as possible. I do want to increase the responsiveness. One of the criteria in the evaluation process we're doing for programming is, soliciting and responding to listener input, whether it's through live call-ins or other mechanisms, responding to the social media, responding to, chat on Facebook or YouTube and so on, or, pre-recording elements from listeners to incorporate into a show or dialogue with them. So
thank you, Michael. I very much appreciate that. So now we still have two more public members, Janine and Margo, and then I get to Bella and Lawrence. Janine, go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you, Chair, that I'm going to be giving a fundraising report, but I could just jump on the heels of what Michael was just saying, because he's been extremely engaged, both him and Stephanie, extremely engaged the last week, and responsive and collaborative, and it's just been a breath of fresh air, and I wanted to thank him on the call.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you. Margo, go ahead. You have to unmute, Margo. Margo, can you hear us? Okay, so then we get to Margo later. If you can please keep your comments short, Bella and Lawrence, because we need to get to a lot of stuff still. So Bella, go ahead. You have to unmute.
Yes, I wanted to remind Michael Novick that this is constant, that we have to start opening up as many programs as possible to the listeners with call-in opportunity. So getting the phones fixed is urgent. And so we need to allow the listeners to re-engage, reconnect with the station KPFK 90.7 FM. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Martha's Bella. Unmuted, Chair.
Hello. Yes, I just got confused. I really appreciate what Michael is doing, and he is actually getting, he is a volunteer, right?
That's right.
This is what we have to capitalize on, and I believe that he's doing a great job already. And this is what we need many more of, to actually open up the way the station is run to say you can volunteer, even though you're paying for the opportunity to volunteer to help your station. We can make a joke out of it. And that would be every single place. And this is one thing I've tried to get put to, is outreach is vital. I saw that on the chat. And that any place that we mentioned on KPFK, and that there's going to be a program there or a concert or this or that, has got to have a table of people sitting at it, volunteers, to hand out information, give information about KPFK and what it means to be a listener sponsor, and then to even be having a facility, a way to take donations at that point. There are little machines that you can use and things like that, that they be authorized. Because that gives people a firsthand account of what the value is of KPFK and how we're involved in everything in the community. And that information needs to be provided by the station, and people can have things to carry around. The other thing is the payment for doing something like that. I've said this before. I got to hear wonderful concerts at the Skirball because I would stop at the station and pick up the stuff and bring it there and get free admission to the concert. Their nice, wonderful music for a whole couple of months in a few years ago. So this would be an incentive for people who volunteer. And but Michael, thank you again. It's really especially inspiring to have you be so connected and involved. You live here and you can be here every day and even clean the bathroom. That's really thank you. That is going above and beyond the call of duty. Maybe you should get a raise. Okay, thank you, dear. And I'll keep listening for a while. Okay.
Thank you, Margaret. Is there any other listener who want to say something before Lawrence?
Michael Heiss.
Mikey, go ahead.
Whoops, there you go. Yes, thank you for recognizing me. One quick question, Michael. Is there any estimate of when we might be able to have the station be a little bit more open to volunteers for things such as the phone room and, you know, other sorts of things that used to be done before the pandemic that obviously weren't possible when things were closed down? Now that that's lifted, do you have any outlook for when, starting with the phone room and going up from there, that the station might be more open? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I was remiss in not reporting on that. Actually, we have begun to use some volunteers. Terry Guy has been very, very helpful, I have to say, in this whole process, and is the main person really who's been dealing with the fund drive, but a lot of other things as well. Has set up three stations in what used to be the newsroom. I'm not sure what's happened to the old phone room, but it's not being used for that purpose anymore. But we did have some volunteers, and I was also taking calls. We still have the phone service, but it has an overflow, and there are three stations set up to take calls. I don't know why it's the case, but the same number that does not work in the studio to take listener calls does work in the newsroom to take pledge calls, and we are taking pledge calls in person at the station. And Terry has some people at this point that he is comfortable with, but you know, I did stay at the station Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights last week, and I was in again on Saturday showing people from the Spanish language programming crew you know, how to answer the phones themselves, and we'll be doing that for other shows as well. And it's a fairly straightforward setup because the whole thing is done through Allegiance. There's no need for the process you used to have with a phone room supervisor who transfers everything from one computer to another. It all goes directly into Allegiance. And I was on the air with Anita Valens, with obviously with the Report to Listener. I was on Saturday, yesterday with Tanya Torres and Cantos Sin Fronteras pitching and getting support for the station, and I'll continue to do that.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, thank you. So is there any other comment from the public before we have Lawrence
please
and Ruth
put me on the list.
Go up? I'm
put
sorry?
Me in the queue. Dr. Halley here.
Who is this?
Hurry. Dr. Halley.
Dr. Halley. He's a public member.
Okay,
he's
Dr. Halley.
Member.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, terrific. Good afternoon, folks. I'm glad to be here. I was just muted. What's going on here? Okay. Nice to be here, folks. I, too, like to applaud Mr. Novick. Seems to me that he's very competent. He's certainly well-grounded in what I like to call the Pacifica radio ethics, and he seems to deeply care about the success of our station, KPFK. That's number my first point. The second point, I'd like to strongly urge people to refrain from supporting Grace Aaron and Harry Wasserman. It seems very clear to me that these people represent the New Day Pacifica cabal, which has been guilty of election violations, including unauthorized use of station membership lists, and has steadily moved for not only a smaller LSB, but moved toward essentially capitalization of Pacifica Radio. Second, there's also been the fact of a number of legal lawsuits against the station, against Pacifica Radio, which I think we're talking about, which I think are totally unacceptable and have actually strapped the station even more completely in terms of our financial situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So we don't have a time actually right now to have like Lawrence, Ruth. I think Margot, your hand is still up from before. Is that correct? I'm going to lower it because we wanted to just see, is there any answer you still have to give Michael Novick, or are we good? Because you answered actually each time when there were people talking. So unless there are any urgent commentaries right now, anything from the public, we would go to our next point, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I liked Michael being on the program. That was very, very good personal touch. Thank you. And it really helped enhance the programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
I just have a point about Village Chair. About that.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence. Just
For Michael Heiss, Michael, I was notified to be on the show just barely the night before. I did the best I could in regards to addressing the issues I have. I did mention that this was a power grab and that referred to redistricting and other matters. I thought Lisa did a great job for Earl Farley Hutchinson, who was actually producing the show. Mm-hmm. And just for clarification, Grace Aaron is not a New Day cabal member. Grace Aaron is completely against New Day, so I just wanted to clarify that for the record. If she was with New Day, I would have a lot of difficulty supporting her, but I am supporting her. Thank you.
Theory, just a point of information about what Michael said.
Go ahead, Ruth.
People may know this. If you call in to line one for the listener line, it just puts you over into the main phone tree, and two does go to the donation. What I wanted to ask you is, in the phone tree, are the extensions working, meaning people can retrieve their messages, say, from membership or, you know, programming or technical support, whatever?
I believe they are. I've gotten some messages, the people that told me came in. The extension for the general manager would be on the business line. So it's 818-985-2711, extension 203. If you want to reach me, I've been there on the premises most of the days, most of all day, unless I'm doing something late in the evening, and then I might come in a little later. But we're getting they're called ATAs. They're connecting analog phones to a digital network, and they're supposed to get the parts on Wednesday, and then it will take some time after that to actually do the installation. So,
okay, I wasn't criticizing. It was just a point of information. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's move on to the next point, which is the TNB Director's Report. So, and the discussion, we would start with Evelia Jones. Evelia, are you there? Could you please unmute yourself? Thank you. Come on. Evelia. Okay, so let's go to Evelia. Ali Lexa was supposed to do a report. I don't know if anybody does it in his stead or if we skip that one.
Madam Chair, Bella.
We skip it, Madam Chair.
That one. Okay, thank you. Then Lawrence Reyes, please, your report.
Madam Chair, Bella, with the Audit Committee.
Well,
but we're doing directors. Not committees.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
forgive.
Okay, so
I'd like to yield to my colleague Beth Van Groenten, and then it's okay to go after her, Chair.
Okay, so Beth, go ahead. Are you ready?
Thank you. I'll have to defer until I'll send a written report later today. That just events have gotten ahead of me, and it has been impossible to keep up. So expect a report later today. And thank you. And once I send it, please feel free to respond with questions or comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll try to do the best I can. I will also be providing a written report. I have been challenged with some medical concerns, so I've been exhausted. So I haven't been able to get to a written report, and I will provide one. But just to say that that the Pacifica National Board has met extensively in executive session to address our financial condition right now. We are discussing various options. We are discussing developing a turnaround plan. And then the other stuff is proprietary that I cannot disclose unless we go into the executive session. Thank you.
Okay, that was short. All right, then, Evelia, are you still there?
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto for Evelia Jones.
How does that work? Why do you?
I am a member of the audit committee.
Yeah, but this is the director's report. You can't speak for Evelia, Bella.
So if Evelia is not there, then there's no director's report, right? Okay.
Well, she does not rarely attend the meeting, so it's kind of difficult for her to give a report. This is the issue. The audit committee needs.
Okay, so Bella, just a second. What is the correct procedure there? Can Bella make this report in Evelia's stead or not?
Do a national committee report. Yeah, I believe Bella will be in order.
So, okay, so then, Bella, can you just speak about this committee, please?
Correct. So we met recently in October, and we had several continuing meetings for the audit, BMB audit committee. We finally received the management letter from the auditors. I also have to frankly say that originally we held a meeting where there was no presence from either the auditor or the NETA CPA, rather only the ED, Stephanie Wells. We were able to discuss some issues there, but through my insistence, we held another meeting, and that's when the auditor was present. We were able to cover the management letter. Critiqued it and also discussed issues of increases from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 21, which were unreasonable. And we discussed many issues. Some of them I cannot discuss here. But I believe this is the last meeting for the audit committee, and we started very late in the year. And the reason for that is because the information did not get to the auditors in time. We submitted a motion for the National Pacific Finance Committee, and even the chair voted it down. So it's the chair of our committee, and that was in conflict. So many issues, but there you go. We now have everything posted at KPFTX and Pacifica.org for the fiscal year audit 2021 and the income taxes file. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bella. So here should happen normally a board questions and discussions. Are there any questions since I don't see any?
Hold on. Hold on, Zuri. I'm also, yeah. Fred Blair is also a member of the audit committee. The report that Bella just gave was basically gibberish. Yes, the audits are, I just want to report the audits are complete and posted.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And she should not have been talking about the management letter. That's confidential and an executive session only.
Okay. Okay, so yes, the everything is complete and posted. That's what Bella said. Is there anything else you want to add, Chris?
Well, I'm confused. We were just hearing directors' reports, and now all of a sudden we're launching into national committees.
I thought we were supposed to
have public comment.
So no, this was that Bella was speaking instead of Evelia, since Evelia has not been there at the meetings.
That's
so
completely inappropriate. Bella is not a director. She doesn't even
understand
know.
It. I had asked before, and Lawrence had said as a director that this would be okay in this case. And so if you have any comments to this, please go ahead. Otherwise, I would like to move on to the board questions and discussions if there's any.
I've said my piece.
Okay, thank you, Fred. So I have it in the order of first Bella, then Elizabeth. So can you please just keep it very short because we're trying to get through our huge agenda. Thank you, Bella.
Madam Chair, thank you. I want to clarify that I only mentioned the management letter that the audit committee received it. For the record, so that Fred Blair stops misrepresenting what I said. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. So, Beth, go ahead.
Yes, for future reference, I give my own director's reports, and I would not concede to someone else giving a director's report in my name without my consent, especially someone from a disparate perspective. I think it's appropriate that there are reports from the national committees, but not I'd like to apologize to Avelia that her time slot for a director's report was misused in this way. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Beth. As you know, this is my first time doing a pro tem here, and I don't have the experience. So I hope you bear with me and that Avelia can forgive me. I had asked Lawrence before, who said it was okay. And all you learned from this was anyway that everything is completed and posted. So I don't think there was a big violation here. So, Lawrence, do you still have to say anything about this?
Yeah, I do. Because what I said was that no non-director could speak for a director. And I specifically said that Bella could not speak for Avelia. And so any other thing that Bella said about Avelia is not well taken by me, her attendance or whatever. I don't think that's appropriate. So what I did say, Chair, that it's your discretion whether you want to take national committee reports. We used to do that in the past. So my intention was not to employ you to do this outside of the agenda. I thought I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I gave you the best information that I could. Thank you.
Okay, so I hope that this is not going to be a problem. I thought it's helpful to know that the report is completed and posted, and I hope that we can move on from this. Are there any board questions or discussions at this point regarding the director's reports? Because I don't see any hands up, so I would like to see if there's any public comment to this topic. Anybody who would like to speak? I don't see any hand ups either. So in this, there is officially committee reports now that are starting. And so we would
Madam
start.
Chair, I'm Michael moment.
Sorry, there is Michael. Michael, go ahead.
It's just brief. I just put in the chat, and I'm sorry I didn't mention it in my report. There is a memorial service today online for Fred Hyatt, who is a longtime programmer on KPFK. He did the opera show and other music shows, and he interviewed a number of people, materials in the archives. It's in the chat. He passed away recently. His son notified us, and condolences. So there will be a memorial online. It's if you go to the station website, you can find the link to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Rolf, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Yes, it was my understanding as secretary for the LSB for the past 8 months that directors' reports are required to be submitted in writing, and they would be appended to the minutes. So a director may not be present to make comment in the meeting, but they should still be submitting a written report.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we heard from both Lawrence and Seth that they didn't get to it and that they will be suspended later. So thank you for making that note. So I would like to continue now going to the committee report. So the first one would be the Finance Committee. Who will be reporting on this one? Is that Kim reporting on the Finance Committee?
As chair.
I'm sorry, what?
As chair.
So, yeah, so Kim, are you there?
Well, I'm here, but you don't have a treasurer, so I don't think there's, you know, you have a report.
Well, you're the head of the Finance Committee, right? This was just about the treasurer, the election, so you are still officially the head of the Finance Committee.
Yeah, but it's the treasurer that makes the report, really.
Yeah, but a committee chair can report, Madam.
Yeah,
Madam
I can
chair.
Report. I'm just making the point that y'all just fired me. So I didn't prepare much. Let's see, the Fund Drive is making $3,500 a day. The budget was for $5,200 a day, and that budget was $1 million in deficit. So that's more than just bad. It's like really, really bad. And they did make payroll a couple of days ago, and they paid the electric bill, and that was it. So as I said earlier, I don't know, they might squeeze out payroll at the end of the month, but then they're also going to have to be health benefits. And, you know, I don't see where, you know, then there's all of November with no revenue coming in. So I've heard a lot of great plans today, but none of it's going to bring in money right away. And there's really no other money from around the network to help us out. So I don't know. It's worse than bad. That's all I can say. So I'll take questions. Not a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions at this point? Seeing none, we would move on to the Governance Committee, please. Who is making that report?
Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I'm a member of that committee. I'm not responsible for the report.
Okay, so who
generally, as a general rule, the Governance Committee primarily puts together the agenda for this meeting. And so, in effect, this agenda constitutes, in some ways, a report from that committee. I don't know that we have a regular report from that committee.
Okay, so do you have a hand up because of this, or do you want to?
Yeah, it's in regards to this. Okay. So, Beth is correct. I think the report out from the Governance Committee is the motions that were agreed to be put on the agenda. That agenda was approved. So that's the extent, or the chair by the pro temp chair, don't recall who that was because I was multitasking, could give an additional report. But I think the agenda speaks for itself in regards to the Governance Committee.
Got it. Thank you. So is there a report from the Outreach Committee? Or should we just take all this on when we go to the motions?
Madam Chair, the outreach, the motions are in the appendix.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the Outreach Committee Chair can bring them to the floor at this time. That's how committee reports usually work. Each committee can present its motions when their report is made. So I think at this time, the Chair of the Outreach Committee can put their motions on the floor if that's okay with the body.
John, I want to drink what you're having, what you're drinking, John.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. So, Bella, go ahead if you want to talk about your motion.
And the motions are in the appendix. Excuse me, Madam Chair. Everybody can find the text for those motions in the appendix of the agenda. And that's at the bottom of the agenda. After adjernment, what the member is going to read should be identical to what's in your proposed in your proposed agenda. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So I'm looking right now and don't see anything from the Outreach Committee in here, though, I must
say. It doesn't say Outreach Committee. It says motions passed at KPFK LSB Outreach Committee.
Oh, okay,
it's near the bottom of page 5.
Yes.
At the bottom of page 5, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
and someone from that committee is welcome to read them and bring them to the floor if that's okay with the chair.
Who will be speaking for this committee? Is it you, Bella?
Bella, I'm you.
Madam Chair, may I speak, please? This is Bella DeSoto. I want to, when you asked Beth if there was a motion or anything from the Program Oversight Committee, she misunderstood. She could have read her motion.
Bella, that was governance. We didn't get to PROC yet. PROC is coming up.
Okay, so Programming Oversight Committee is before the Outreach Committee.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but the agenda, well, then we'll have to do that differently on the next agenda.
Can you go back to Beth? Can you please go back to Beth and ask her, read her motion?
Bella, please.
Bella, you're trying to change the agenda.
Yes,
Madam Chair, that's changed. That's revising the agenda.
Outreach first and then programming, okay? So that's how it is in the agenda. So please go ahead.
How it is on my agenda that I am looking at. This is the agenda I received. Program oversight before outreach.
Bella, can we not lose time over this, please? If you don't want to talk right now, I'm going to ask Beth. Otherwise, I ask you to...
Then apparently there was another agenda sent, and I did not receive it. So I will go ahead and cover the Outreach Committee.
Great.
Motions passed at the KPFK LSP Outreach Committee meeting 9/25/22 via Zoom. We had 14 in attendance, and the KPFK Outreach Committee recommends an appeal via an on-air CART newsletter for joining this volunteer bank for events and or to attend the KPFK Outreach Committee meetings. info@kpftx.org for the monthly meetings and contact info, which we meet the last Sunday of every month, 11:30 a.m. The KPFK Outreach Committee recommends enlisting the assistance of Music Educational Advisory Board to showcase local high school, junior high schools, choral groups, instrumentalists, band soloists, junior colleges, technical schools, and community colleges. These motions, then the motion moved at the KPFK, yes. So these motions passed without objection, 14 in attendance. And the benefit for all of this is, of course, free promotion. And we're also going to start promoting at the public libraries for KPFK. So there was a motion as well that KPFK should set a determined share rate protocol during on-air fundraising with other Pacifica Network stations regarding programming played over KPFK during fund drives. Such funds raised should have an equitable split share rate between the home base station whose programming is featured at KPFK, and that the PNB should study this issue seriously to determine such proper share rate to allocate across the Pacifica network. Also, whereas it is best practice, and then the one for Lawrence Reyes comes afterwards.
Okay, so just for me to understand, is this a motion that's on the floor currently, or you want to put it on the floor now?
These are motions on the floor on the agenda.
Okay, so that means we need to vote on these motions now.
That is correct.
Okay, so John, you want to say anything?
Me?
I thought you raised your hand. No.
I just want to confirm with Bella that these are three separate motions. And the first, is that correct, Bella? These are three motions, not one.
Yes.
The
third one doesn't have it.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, the first motion is just the first three sentences as listed as number one.
Okay, I should read that again then. Let me read it. The KPFK Outreach Committee recommends an appeal via an on-air card newsletter for joining this volunteer bank for events and or to attend the KPFK Outreach Committee meetings monthly. Info at kpftx.org for the monthly meetings and contact info. Just a very simple suggestion that needs to be voted on.
Okay, so thank you. Is there anybody who wants to debate that motion before we go to a vote? I don't see any hands up, so if you could please call the roll. If you vote yes.
Madam Chair, you can ask if there are any objections to the motion.
I just did.
No, you asked if anyone wanted to talk about it.
Oh, okay. So are there any objections to the motion? No, I don't hear any. So thank you. So then
the second motion, the KPFK Outreach Committee recommends.
Bella, stop, please. We're going to vote on this one now.
No, there was no objection.
So that means there has to be no vote when there's no objection.
Okay. Correct. It passed. It's called unanimous consent or passed without objection. No roll call vote is required.
All right.
If there's no objection.
May I finish, please? The second motion. KPFK Outreach Committee recommends enlisting the assistance of musical educational advisory boards to showcase local high school, junior high schools, choral instrumentalists, bands, soloists, junior colleges, technical schools, and community colleges. The benefit points, free promotion. And this is also intertwined with programming.
Okay. So are there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, so that means we also don't have a vote, so that means both motions are adopted?
Correct, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Number three, that KPFK should set a determined share rate protocol during on-air fundraising with other Pacifica Network stations programming played over KPFK during fund drives. Such funds raised should have equitable split share rate between the home base station whose programming is featured at KPFK, and that the PNB should study this issue seriously to determine which proper share rate be allocated across the Pacific network.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is a hand up from Michael to discuss this. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, it's a little confusing to me. The normal procedure is that when we carry a show for another station, they also do pitching for us with a separate number and a separate website. And the allocation is just that the pitches that come into us come to us, and the pitches that are sent to the other station go to the other station. I don't think you'll get any agreement from the other stations to divide up the income they're receiving to share that with KPFK. Dennis Bernstein is one of the shows we carry. He's been very good about, even though KPFA is no longer in Fund Drive and we are, he has recorded special pitches for us to use with the show that we're broadcasting here, and the money just comes here. That's all.
Thank you, Michael. Bella, you want to respond?
Yes, I need to respond. Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for that. This continues to hinder our equitable share, fundraising share. It is very rare that I hear Dennis doing any pitching for KPFK, as it is the case for any other import into the KPFK grid, programming grid. So this is something that is serious. It should be taken up seriously so that moving forward, each station knows how to allocate the funds raised at each other's network station. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with Michael. This is addressed elsewhere, as it should be. It's not clear to me why this would be considered the purview of the outreach committee, and I don't think the motion is necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. I also put myself on the stack because I also would like to say that this is something that I feel goes beyond the scope of what we're doing at that committee and also what we're doing right now. If you really insist on this, I would rather motion to postpone the discussion of this to get through the day. Thank you. And then Lawrence, please go ahead.
Yeah, at this point, the network is, and all the stations are struggling with paying central services, with, you know, just meeting payroll and the such. So I think your motion as well is well principled, Bella, but I think it needs a little bit of fine tuning. So I would move to postpone. And I think this probably belongs in the fundraising committee. So I'd like to postpone it and refer it to the fundraising committee.
Yes, I second that.
I accept that, Madam Chair. That is fine. And I'm glad I brought it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So then we would move on to the programming committee, oversight committee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Beth von Gunten, who chairs that committee. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting on Monday, September 19, 2022 at 4 p.m. with 11 people present. We discussed the previous interim general manager's recent requests for input on planned programming changes. The committee passed the following motion. Moved that the Programming Oversight Committee constitute a working group to work with those responsible for programming decisions at the station to evaluate existing and proposed programming. The committee meets again tomorrow, Monday, the 17th of October, for our regular monthly meeting at 4 p.m. Michael Novick, longtime committee member and new KPFK interim general manager, will join us to discuss programming.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now I'll defer to you to deal with the motion. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. I mean, we're going to the motions later, right? We're first going to go through the fundraising committee. Now.
No, Madam Chair, I believe the motions that come from committees are usually disposed of as part of the committee report. So Von Gunten just presented a motion that was passed in the committee. So it's customary to vote on it now, just like we just voted on the motions that came from outreach. That's the normal way of doing it, but it's up to the board.
Thank you very much. So is there a need then to read the motion first, or has everybody understood what it's about?
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections? Do you all know what the motion is about?
Programming Oversight Committee motion.
Yes, okay. So if there's no objections, then we just see this as adopted. Thank you. And then we're going to the fundraising committee.
Janine Run.
Janine, where are you? Can you unmute?
Hi. Yeah. Thanks. I was just trying to turn on my video. So pretty much everything that I would, you know, that I'm reporting on, Michael Novick touched on. It's been very busy with the back and forth. And so I've been in there doing phone banking 3 times. There's discussion about the online auction. And what's nice is that Michael is there at the station and he can really assess to the staff that can help with these items, which seems to all kind of be falling into place. My suggestion for the online auction is that something our timeline, which we're getting a little crunched on, but that it would play out where we would have one with funds coming in by the end of the year. So, and I've asked him, you know, we're trying to coordinate a meeting so he and I can kind of get more on the same page because he's had a busy week.
Yeah.
The hand giving that there was a webinar that he attended, I attended, that actually originally came from Michael Novick, but also I just wanted to give credit to Michael Heiss for coming up with that idea again and actually putting forward Free Will, which is the company that had the webinar. So shout out to him. And also with the TikTok, I know that from Michael saying that there's somebody online, somebody at staff that's going to be helping with that. I have been trying to arrange some sort of a like Zoom for various programmers or to come in and be able to get a very quick quick lesson on how to do their particular show as a TikTok and promote it on Instagram. I've also asked Michael if I can reach out to internships, like write up something to go to the schools for. So I think he's doing it as well, but it just feels good to have somebody that's responsive. I'm not saying anything about any of the other IGMs. I'm just saying that it's nice to have him on point. And I really appreciated Michael bringing up a community calendar. I think that's really important. The SEIU, various events that are going on, especially since we're heading to the holidays, would be great as a reference. And I just want to encourage people to come and help. It's really rewarding calling the lapsed members. And so we really do need volunteers. I'm really only about 20% of the way through the lapsed member list. So it's just a 3-hour shift on the weekends during the evenings. So I'll leave my email again, jrohn, J-R-O-H-N, K-P-F-K at gmail.com. And then our next meeting is November 7th because we meet the first Monday of every month.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, Lauren.
I'd like to make a motion to extend time to complete the agenda.
Yes. How long would you extend it?
I would say till we complete the agenda, let's say half hour.
Second by Bella DeSoto.
Okay. Is there any objection?
That was the original position I took.
No, you actually said 3 till 3 o'clock. But anyway, thank you. We'll extend then for a half an hour. So that means till 1:30. And hopefully we'll get done before that. Thank you very much. So now we completed the fundraising committee. The next is the committee of inclusion. Is there anybody here?
That would be me. I am the director that's convening the committee of inclusion.
Okay.
I don't recall when our next meeting is going to be. And maybe Bella could clarify. I know we were meeting on Fridays at 7 o'clock. Bella, do you remember when the next core committee is meeting?
The Committee of Inclusion will be meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
Hold on.
You sure? Because I think we agreed to Fridays.
Yeah. I just had it over here. I'm sorry. It's on the Friday, the October 21st.
Right.
It's at 5:30 p.m.
And we are looking at the various matrices that exist throughout the station in regards to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so I'll leave it there, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lauren. So is there anybody who wants to comment from the public on the committee report?
I saw Raymond Goldstone stand up.
Excuse me, Lawrence. So we have new business.
We have unfinished business, Madam Chair.
Unfinished business. Okay, Bella, can you please let me figure this out? So there's unfinished business first, and I remember there were also some motions from Bella on the unfinished business. Can you speak about those?
They're not for me, Madam Chair. They're from previous agendas that were not completed.
Okay, so can somebody enlighten me, because I have no idea what those were and I don't have any information here.
John Pigari has the information, Madam Chair.
Okay, John, go ahead. There's one from Mr. Reyes, meaning Lauren.
No, that's something else. That's new business.
Bella, can you please stop speaking the whole time? I really appreciate it. So John, go ahead. What is the unfinished business?
I received a email from Bella containing those, and I forward them to the board today. And
I can read them.
And Bella's certainly welcome to read them.
Long motions, or can we read them, or is it too long?
Yes, I'll wait for a moment, sir.
Oscar, can you please mute yourself? John, so how long are these motions? Can they be read right now, or is this like a 10-minute read?
They are lengthy.
Oh.
A member of the board is welcome to read them public, to put them on the floor.
How many motions are those?
Madam Chair, may I speak to that? Bella DeSoto?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So two of the motions, one is committee membership policy as amended in prior governance discussions. It is lengthy, which is why this should have been taken up earlier. The other thing, and I meant at the governance committee, then the other one, this is consider any motions, motion to return KPFK LSB Finance Committee to its earlier date scheduled second Wednesday of the month so that members, previous members of the committee can return and attend. And that is lengthy. The other one is the committee membership policy. And the other one is the right over here. And that has to do with proposed motions, motion on duties and role of the chair for consideration by committee and submission to the LSP.
Okay.
That one is not so long.
Okay, so what I would say, Oda, since this has been dragging on, obviously, for previous earlier meetings, I would take two of the motions today for a vote. The one is to decide if we should change the time of the finance committee. This is a simple vote. And then the other one is the one about the motions of duties and roles of the chair, which you said is shorter. So let's start first with the timing for the finance committee. So you wanted the second Wednesday of each month, is that correct?
That has been the historic meeting date, 4 p.m.
So can we please have
Point of order, I object. Fred Blair.
Okay, Blair. Hi, what's your point of order, please?
This is illogical. The only people that can, the committees are the only ones who could set their meeting times. Not the board. That's a basic principle.
Okay, so you want this to be decided by the finance committee itself, obviously.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you objected to just even take a vote at this point?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the normal procedure, as far as I know, is that Fred is right that this should be decided by each committee. Is that correct?
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Lauren.
That's kind of ambiguous. It's not completely correct. I think this motion made it to the floor, and it's entitled to an up or down vote.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then we're going to vote on this one, please. I would like John to call the roll. Are you addressing this directly?
Yes, I'm a member of that committee. And one of the reasons that the meeting date was originally changed from the second Tuesday is that NEDA, the previous business services provider, was often unable to provide the financial documentation that we needed as a committee until later in the month. And so there was a kind of a standing chronic complaint about not having enough information in time until we finally figured out it might work better to synchronize with them and work with their schedule. And that's why the meeting was moved later in the month to a time when the financials would be more likely to be available. Now NEDA is no longer with us. We're just starting out with a new internal Pacifica business manager, and we don't know yet what her timing will be. She's still in the very early phases of adapting the previous NEDA system to an internal process handled by one person, and I think it's premature to make a decision on this until we know And at least until we've had the conversation with her of when she's likely to be able to provide us with that information. So I think this, I would like to, I move that this motion be postponed until we have the necessary information to make a sound decision.
May I am allowed to second the motion, because that sounds makes a lot of sense to me, that we wait.
Which
until
motion?
I'm sorry?
Which motion? You mean
you're talking about the finance committee timing. So we're postponing this motion.
Oh, you're postponing the motion that I have introduced.
Well, I'm asking if I am allowed to second the motion that,
not as chair. No, not as chair. The chair cannot do that. The chair has to allow the body to take a
chair. Point of order.
Point of order, Lawrence.
The chair is allowed second a motion and vote. And it's up to her discretion. We prefer not to happen. But at this point, absence of you giving the gavel to the vice chair, who's not present, you are entitled, I believe, to second the motion.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I would like to postpone it, because if we have this information within a few weeks to, when this other person is available, then we will have all the information to see when is the most beneficial for the finance committee to, include this person. So,
Madam Chair, I object, and I would like, the reason why I object is that this rule, that NETA is no longer in sight, mm-hmm. and we have got to get back to a position where more people can attend the finance committee. And when this committee was changed, the date, several people had to drop off from membership and from attendance. It has affected the votes, the rights of the membership for this committee. So it is, to me, not a valid excuse and argument that we need to now be besieged to a new person coming on Pacifica. This is not right. The motion in itself, the spirit of the motion should be ratified and should be voted as is. Thank you.
So since this is a kind of unusual situation I haven't encountered before, I don't know exactly the legal ramification. It makes sense to me to have the meeting at a time when you can have all the information to make reasonable decisions. I also understand that normally the finance committee makes these decisions of when they're meeting. We can have a vote, but
Chair, what's in order? I'll point of order.
Go ahead,
what's in order right now is a motion to postpone.
Well, then let's postpone. That's what I wanted in the first place.
You have to take a vote.
So we're taking a vote now. If you want to postpone, you vote yes. If you don't want to postpone, you vote no. And this is about the motion to postpone the decision about when the finance committee shall meet.
I just want to make it a quick amendment that, along with that motion to postpone, that we provide the Pacifica business manager with the date that is being offered in the motion to postpone. This way she could try to incorporate it into her schedule. Thank you.
That sounds good to me. We'll accept it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So then can you please call the roll on that?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Jose Benavides.
Yep.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Marisol Cruz.
She's not here.
Sorry. Bella DeSoto.
Yes is to postpone and no is not to postpone, correct?
Correct.
No.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Rob Macon. I'll return. Oye Yipo.
Yes.
Myla Reeson. Myla, can you unmute?
Star 6 to unmute if you're on the phone, Myla.
All right, I'll return.
I think she said she was leaving the meeting. I'm not sure, but I thought that's what she said a while back.
All right, yes. Well, I'll return. I'll do a second round. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
I'll ask the chair now. Ziri Rideau.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa. Oscar, are you muted? All right, I'll come back. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, please unmute. All right, I'll come back. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
All right. I'm coming back to the votes that I missed. Rob Macon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Macon votes yes. Myla Reason, how do you vote? Okay.
Secretary, I don't see
it. Okay, then no vote recorded. Oscar Ulloa, how do you vote?
I don't see him either.
Okay. No vote recorded. Harvey Wasserman, how do you vote?
I don't see Harvey either, Secretary.
Thank you. All right. Are there any members present who have not cast a vote? All right. Then I'll do the tally. The yeses are.
Hello.
Would you like to vote?
Hello. Myla would like to vote and is on the phone. Myla, go ahead. Myla, go ahead. Okay, I changed. She was on the phone. She wanted to vote yes.
I need to hear Myla Reason. There's no voting by proxy that I'm aware of. If you
okay, here she comes. Here she comes.
Myla, star says to unmute.
Okay, so since we're having technical difficulties, I think it's...
Okay, then in that case, is the yeses are 17, the noes are 1, and there are no abstentions, Madam Chair. So that's yeses 17, noes 1, abstentions 0.
Perfect. Thank you so much, John. So that means we will postpone this vote and... then the next one of your two motions, Bella, that we can discuss today was the motion of duties and of the chair. Is that something short? Do you want to just read the motion real quick?
That's Lawrence. That is, yes.
That's your motion.
The duties, I was in another site here. Okay.
I have it, Bella, from your email.
Can you please read it? Because I have to be on two sites here. And
John, go ahead and read it, please. Thank you.
And Bella, if I'm reading the wrong motion, please interrupt me.
Yes.
Okay, this is proposed motion on duties and role of the chair. The role of the chair is to facilitate a full discussion of issues and motions facing the body, and to ensure that a thorough and orderly discussion is held, if needed before a vote. Chairing a meeting does not provide a bully pulpit for the chair's personal views and opinions, nor allow the chair to monopolize the floor. The chair shall recognize members to speak who properly ask for permission, and ensure that time limits, rules and procedures, and order of the stack, including limits on how many times a member may speak, are upheld. The chair shall ensure that all present who wish their presence noted, whether for potential membership or not, are so noted. Non-members, time permitting, may request stack and be recognized by the chair to speak regarding a motion under discussion, but have no vote. Non-members, however, cannot make points of order. The chair may also respond to and rule on points of order and parliamentary inquiries, or reply to members' questions regarding the motion under discussion, and may call on members to speak in answer to points of information requests raised. The chair may call upon a parliamentarian, if one is available, for advice before ruling. The chair shall restate the motion under consideration prior to a vote. The chair and the secretary, if there is one, are responsible for maintaining accurate and up-to-date records of committee membership and participation, and to making available timely and in advance of the meetings the proposed draft agenda and the text of any motions that have been submitted for consideration. The chair shall be responsible for posting the draft agenda and eventually the approved minutes on kptx.org. And that is the entire motion.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Thanks for reading it. So
I have an amendment, Madam Chair. Bella.
Okay, Bella.
On the second page, on the second paragraph, on the second line or third line to the bottom, where it says time permitting non-members, it has been the experience of the Finance Committee for a long time that the public members are not allowed to speak, to be heard, to be expressed. And this is a major violation of the bylaws and Robert's rules. And so I vote to strike out time permitting, because that has been the excuse of the chair of that particular committee. It is always time permitted. There must be time permitted to hear from the public members. Thank you.
So to
strike out time permitting.
Okay, can I also suggest an amendment then? I would like to have some time limit in there, otherwise public members could run out the clock on us forever. And so I would like to add a limit of time.
That goes with the timing. Madam Chair, may I finish?
Yes, please finish. Fred, if you need to say something, please raise your hand.
I'd like to have the floor.
Madam Chair,
okay, you get the floor after Bella. Please wait a moment. Bella, continue.
Yes. So usually what happens is at the beginning of the meetings, as it was done today, we establish how much time each speaker has. So that is the logistic for the committee itself.
Okay.
That we are not getting into here. It's only remove and strike out time permitting. Thank you.
Okay. Fred and then Lawrence, please. Fred, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm astounded. This is completely confusing and gibberish. There's a reiteration of the functions of a committee chair or a chair of a meeting, but there's not a clear statement of what this motion does. I'm now getting the impression that this motion adds a public comment to committee meetings. The function of the chair is to run a committee. I object to this motion. I recommend people vote this motion down because it's an ill-formed motion. It's confusing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like us, we are obligated to go to public comment. I will say that we could postpone my motion on the special rule. I'd like us to go to public comment, and I also like us to go to the resolution that has been offered on in regards to the city council's racist comments by Paul Robertson and Bella De Soto. And I believe Eric Jacobson has an amendment. So that's my point of order. It has to do with the agenda. So we could dispense with this matter. And then if we could do that because we're close to 1:30.
Yes, but I believe that we actually still have time for something. So what I would suggest is that this motion be a little more clarified ballot and resubmit it, and that we are moving to postpone it also to next time, since there is, and it's something I would agree with Fred, that there is a few things that really need to be clarified. It has very sweet, like far stroking implications. And so I would move to postpone this motion. Is there anybody who seconds this?
I second it, not Chair.
I second it too. Thank you.
Okay, so then I would like to actually go to Lawrence's motion right now, and I believe we still will have time for the second city council topic. So I would like to go to the new business then, and that means the motion of Lawrence is in. Can you talk about your motion briefly?
Yes, Chair, and I think the motion provides a clear explanation as to why we get caught up in a lot of this back and forth and a lot of this agenda approval and all of that. And I would defer to our secretary to read it, if that's okay with you, John.
Madam Chair, is that all right?
Thank you.
Okay, this is a motion from Reyes on LSB motion submission deadlines, and you can also find it in your agenda. Whereas it is best practice for all members of the KPFK LSB to have the opportunity to review motions that will be introduced prior to a meeting, be it resolved that the KPFK LSB adopt a special rule that mandates that any motion submitted by a KPFK LSB board member or a committee to be included in the agenda shall be sent to the KPFK LSB secretary no later than 36 hours prior to the start of the meeting. Motions received by the deadline will be placed on the agenda under new business.
Okay, thank you very much, John. So I see a few hands up. It would be very important you keep your comments short. If you could keep them to 1 minute, please, so we can get a vote.
Bella, yeah, if I could close.
Okay, so Lawrence and Bella then Janine. Go ahead, Lawrence.
No, I'll close. I'll be last.
Okay, so Bella, you want to say something about this?
No, I do not.
Okay, great. Thank you. Janine, I don't know, since you're not voting on this one, is this for public right now to comment on? If you just want to say something brief, I'm fine with that.
No, I mean, I shouldn't speak as public. I'm putting in the
right. So then I would say
there should be more public comment before you end the meeting. You haven't had the right required time.
Yes, I just would like to get to this motion, and then we will have a public comment.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
We have had the required time. We've had three sections, and in the last section, nobody came forward to speak. But
yeah,
the board is welcome. So we had the three sections were opened up.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, John. So I would like to do a vote on this motion now that you all heard. So if you vote yes, you agree that a motion should be submitted to the government committee 36 hours, I mean, actually, sorry, to the John P. Gary, 36 hours.
The governance committee, to the governance committee.
Well, but also to John, right? He needs to have
it. Oh, no, but it has to be secretary and chair of the governance committee.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever.
Excuse me, if I could speak for my.
Yeah, Lawrence, please say that.
So it's to the secretary, and obviously we have a great secretary.
Yeah.
So he will communicate that to the offices,
okay,
including the governance committee. It does not say to the governance committee. It says it's obviously going to go to the governance committee, Bella, but it's a special rule to streamline the process, and I'm sure that John will send it to the offices, and the offices will send it to us.
Okay. Thank you, Lauren. So that means if you vote yes, then you agree that a motion should be sent 36 hours before the LSB meeting to John, to the secretary. So can you please call the roll? Thank
Chair,
you.
This is Ziri. Ziri, this is Paulina. Could you ask if there are any objections first? Maybe we don't need a call.
All right. So are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none. Good point, Paulina. Thank you. We just saved a little time. So then this motion will be adopted. And then we still have time for the second motion, which is from Paul Roberson. Does anybody have the text? Paul, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I have the I have the
Paul here. I don't know if
Paul hasn't spoken, so okay. If
I'm, Paul. I'm here. I'll read it.
Okay, can you read it? Thank you.
Sorry about that. Time to go down here. Sorry about that. I was having some technical difficulties earlier. Mm-hmm. Whereas it is resolved, given the recent publication of racist and hateful comments by some unscrupulous Los Angeles City Council members, as Kevin DeLeon, Nori Martinez, and Gil Cicito, this Pacifica KPFK 90.7 FM LSB local station board directly condemns and rebukes the anti-Black, classism, xenophobic, colorist, and homophobic language expression incorporated in a recent conversation among these three council members. Pacifica Foundation mission statement and bylaws stand in stark opposition, rather celebrates pluralism in all its forms at a global level. Therefore, this KPFK LSB board celebrates all diversity and inclusion, and in an act of multicultural solidarity, rejects such hatred. Be it resolved, we call for the resignation of the aforementioned city officials, as this type of sentiment has no standing at City Hall or in society.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul. I know that Eric has sent some kind of suggestions on how the text could be amended a little bit. Eric, do you want to speak to that for a moment?
Yeah, this is completely at the discretion of the authors, but I felt that the wording needed a little bit of a rearrangement for essentially just readability and prose purposes. But if it's considered that it's good by the authors, then they're certainly entitled to leave it as is. I don't know, Paul, whether you had had a chance to see my proposed edit. It's just a suggestion. Not an amendment. Lawrence has stated that was an amendment. No, just a suggestion. I think it reads better the way I basically kept all your language, but I repositioned it a little bit more.
Can you just
smoothly
say exactly, Eric, what exactly you changed? I mean, if this is just one sentence.
I put it in the chat, so it'd have to be read from the top, but I'm happy to find it here real quick.
I seek recognition for an amendment.
I'm sorry?
I seek recognition of providing an amendment.
Well, we first need to even hear what it is that he wants to change, and then, yeah, we might do that. But thank you.
Not all of point of order.
What's the point of order, Beth?
Not everyone sees the chat. So
yeah, that's why I'm asking Eric. He's looking for it right now, Beth.
Yeah, I have it. I have it. This is just my suggested stylistic suggestion.
Go ahead.
Here's how I put it. Whereas recordings recently surfaced of racist and hateful comments by Los Angeles City Council members, Mary Martinez.
Care, we are reaching out of time.
Excuse me, Bella.
Excuse me, Bella. You had older.
Okay, go ahead,
Eric. Mary Martinez, Kevin DeLeon, and Gil Cedillo. Whereas the recorded conversation featured anti-Black, classist, xenophobic, colorist, and homophobic sentiments, language, and expression. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation mission statement and bylaws celebrate, humanism and pluralism in all its forms at a local, national, and global level. Whereas this KPFK local station board celebrates diversity and inclusion, and in an act of multicultural solidarity rejects such racism and hatred. Therefore, be it resolved that this Pacifica KPFK 90.7 FM local station board strenuously condemns and rebukes the racist and hateful recorded comments by Los Angeles City Council members Neri Martinez, Kevin DeLeon, and Gil Cedillo. Be it further resolved, KPFK LSB, hereby join the widespread public calls for the resignation of all of the aforementioned City Council members, as the type of sentiment they expressed has no place at City Hall or in Civilized Society, submitted by Paul Robertson and Bella DeSoto.
Okay.
Chair, I have a special request.
I want to extend the time, but go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, we have Indigenous community leader George Funmaker,
yes,
who has not spoken, and I definitely want to hear from him because a lot of these comments were directed at Indigenous people as well. So
thank you, Lawrence. I just would like to motion to extend for another 10 minutes.
So moved, Chair.
So moved, Bella DeSoto.
Thank you. So we have 10 more minutes.
And we have to, Madam Chair, what is on the floor? What is on the floor is the amendment. This is an amendment.
Wait a moment.
I don't consider it an amendment, Bill.
Please.
Okay, if you want to get
to the George,
you stopped interrupting me the whole time. All of
Mr.
you.
Mr. Funmaker.
Okay, so we want to hear from George now. George, if you want to say some words about this. You have to unmute. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know how to, with the formal, what I need to, making a request to add about the comments about the Oaxacan Indigenous community. That's, I didn't hear in that motion, that statement. And I think the mainstream media has left out the Native Indigenous Oaxacan community. And I don't know who authored this, but I think it's disappointing that they did not add the comments made about the people in there.
George, we're having a little issue with hearing you. I understand that you said you would like included language saying that attacks against also the Native Indigenous Oaxacan community should be included. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So,
Siri, are you going to answer? Are you going to let people speak who have their hands raised?
I will let them speak in a moment when we resolve.
Oh, sorry.
Just give me a second, please. So, Paul, have you listened to Eric's suggestions and also George's suggestions? Are you interested in making some? Those are all suggestions. Okay. No amendment is on the table yet. So, would you add something like this language to your suggestion, or rather not?
Yeah, I would be open to including all of that, actually.
Oh,
I think
wonderful. That's great, because that's easier than doing an amendment.
Acknowledge all the other parties who were impacted by that statement.
If you could then please include that and send this to John, and then we could do a vote now on this if anybody votes yes.
And Bella as well. I guess I would want to hear her opinion as well, because she's also a co-sponsor.
Oh, okay. All right, Bella, you have anything else to say to them?
Yes. I definitely accept George Funmaker's suggestion that this community definitely needs to be included.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a line that would be included, not the redone of the entire makeup of this document. And that's what Eric Jacobson was proposing. So personally, I reject Eric's proposal, and I would accept adding the line to include the Oaxacan Indigenous community as well. And that would be a line that would be added at the bottom.
Thank you. Paul, can you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then in this case, thank you.
I also have a suggestion, Chair. Just
okay,
real quick.
Okay, Lawrence, what's your suggestion?
That Ron Herrera, who was also part of those racist comments, the head of the LA County Federation of Labor, be asked to immediately step down as well.
Already has, you fucking moron.
Can you just please stop the language? Okay,
excuse
so
me, you toxic dump.
Stop. Like,
I'm going to do this. Mr. Lawrence has said, that sounds good. Thank you. That's good, Mr. Lawrence.
Apologies, I thought I was muted.
You weren't muted, but okay. So, all right, so we're going to vote now on...
Madam Chair?
Siri, there's a stack, or else I'd like to make a point.
So if you have a point, anything that we're violating in the procedure right now, then you can speak only if it's a point of order. I would like to move because we're over
time.
That's fine.
If we still have time, then we can take those speeches. So let's please do the vote. So if you vote yes.
This is relevant to what we're talking about. Okay. So point of information.
Okay, Ruth, then make your point of information.
Okay. All right. First of all, quick, who is this? Who's going to receive this? This is a statement, but is it going to be mailed or sent to anybody, you know, or is it just for our internal consumption?
Madam Chair,
it should be sent to the GM.
So, okay, so it will be sent to the GM. As far as I know, it's also going to be on the website.
And also,
okay. It might be considered to be sent, you know, into a public entity. And as that, if it is sent in as a public entity, then it should include that we as the LSB represent the listen. We are elected and represent the listeners of KPFK. So that, you know, shows that we have more people than just ourselves behind it. The other thing I would like to say quickly, yes. And I am not asking for this to be included, but I just want to give those three council people credit for casting a wide net. Because I just heard that they include Jews and Armenians as well. Not asking for that to be put in, but just want it noticed that they seem to be nonpartisan.
Thank you. We're almost out of time, so we really have to do this vote now. So if you could please call the roll. If you vote yes, you vote to...
Jerry.
Excuse me. Who is interrupting me again? Paulina?
Go ahead. Ask if there are any objections, please.
I think we should include Ruth's suggestion of sending this to the city council or whoever's in charge of the entity. It doesn't make any sense to put it out to our listeners.
We're not a public speaking area, so we need to complete this meeting now. I'm sorry. So can we first hear, are there any objections to see this motion as adopted? Hearing none, this motion is adopted without a vote. Now, if any of you want to still hear, there is the hands up from Beth, Ruth, George, Eric, and Stella. And I also see Raymond, but I don't know if that's the hand from before. So if anybody wants to still hear, otherwise we can adjourn the meeting. So I would say everybody has just a minute maximum. George, go ahead. George, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Is it the hand from before? Okay, then Eric, go ahead.
Yes, just so everyone's clear, the original text is what passed. And my suggestion was not taken, and that's fine. I also wanted to note that I believe the word xenophobic in the context that it was used in the original motion, and by the way, Bella is incorrect. I took the language virtually verbatim and just rearranged it a little bit. So it was not a rewrite in any way. But anyway, I believe the word xenophobic was meant to refer to the issue about the inclusion of the horrendous references to the Oaxacan community. I believe that was, xenophobic referred to that, but it needs to be expanded, as has been pointed out. That's all.
Eric, okay, please keep it short. Bella, you want to say something?
Yes, I thank everybody for voting and not objecting. This is a good language, and the line of the Oaxacan indigenous community will be added, and it will be sent to both you, Ziri, as pro tem chair, as the permanent chair, and to the secretary. I want to add that this is intended for the ED and the KPFK general manager. Mm-hmm. And this, the ED can also see fit to send this to the PMB so that the PMB may or may not also take its own action.
Okay, thank you. Margot, your hands up. Please keep it very short. We need to adjourn this meeting now.
I think that this statement needs to go out somehow, or maybe it's the ED and the ones to send it to the city council and publicize it widely all over that the KPFK, Pacifica object to this. And I think that should be publicized everywhere to everyone, especially to the city council and whoever's in charge. That would be very important. If this is just right within us, that's going to make a difference. Thank you.
Good idea. Thank you so much, Margot. So we're finally adjourning this meeting. I really want to appreciate all of your patience. This was a very long one, but we had a lot to do and we got it all done. So thank you.
You did an excellent
thank
job.
You, yes.
You're thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon. Okay. Thank you. Have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.